Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
Do you feel better about Iowa hoops after last night's game or more frustrated? 319-366-1600. Welcome in at 407, a Friday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Currently on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Great show for you today as we recap a solid day of basketball across the state of Iowa on Thursday. Iowa State and Iowa both winning at their respective conference tournaments. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thomas Bendit, who covers the Big Ten, but in particular the Michigan Wolverines, tonight's opponent of the Iowa Hawkeyes, will be with us at 5:30. And Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com checks in with us from the United Center in Chicago during the 6 o'clock hour, the big hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. It looks as if the Cinderella story of the Big Ten tournament is about to come to an end. The clock is at about 11:58. I think I hear the gears and the mechanisms getting ready for the bell to chime at midnight. But Wisconsin, clinging to a 62-57 lead over the number 13 seed, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, with 30 seconds remaining at the United Center. Alex, what more can you say about Tim Miles and the Nebraska Cornhuskers going toe-to-toe with Wisconsin today? Wisconsin has had 2 days of just rest and relaxation. Meanwhile, Nebraska has had to scrape and claw its way past Rutgers and Maryland. And here they were playing solid basketball for about 30 minutes. Wisconsin has taken control here in the back half of the second half, but it's been a relatively close affair with the Badgers trying to pull away late here.
Nebraska just hasn't gone away. There have been times during the course of this game that Wisconsin has been up, I think, 8 to 10 points, and Nebraska just keeps hanging around. And it was funny because they had the microphone on Tim Miles inside the huddle during one of the timeouts during the first half, and that's what he kept saying to his team: "We're hanging around. We're hanging around." He could not emphasize enough: just hang around and make these guys sweat a little bit. And that's exactly what they've done. And I really hope that Nebraska gets into the NIT and that Tim Miles gets to coach those games in the NIT. I don't think that he's going to be retained as the coach next year, but let him finish out the season because this team is having fun right now. They're playing their best basketball of the season. And just, if you're Bill Moose, don't step in and interrupt that, please.
At least wait until your son's spring football game is over tomorrow out on the West Coast. Speaking of retention news, it did come out last night in Chicago that Pat Chambers will be back for his 9th year as head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions. So most likely only one job opening this offseason in the Big Ten, and that will be at Nebraska. We'll see how things play out there. The Hawkeyes looked inspired. They played good basketball against a not-so-good opponent, and that has me wondering, do you feel better about Iowa basketball right now after what we saw last night, or are you sort of frustrated, equally frustrated, because where's this team been the last 2 weeks? Was it just a byproduct of the opponent? Again, Illinois not very good. 319-366-1600. The Hawkeyes advancing at the Big Ten tournament. They will take on the Michigan Wolverines tonight around 8:30 in Chicago.
They love playing Illinois, that's for sure. The two best offensive games of the season have come against Illinois. They've shot 61% from beyond the arc against Illinois this season, and I thought last night was, like you said, as inspired as we've seen them play in a couple of weeks, or really a month, quite honestly. So they got off the schneid, they got into the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, and now they're playing meaningful games. Now, can they really move up a whole lot in the pecking order? It depends on where they are right now on the seed line, because there are teams that are on that 8-9 seed line that lost today, that really got blown out and might move down a little bit. So, yes, I think there's opportunity to move up, but not drastically, but more for morale than anything. That was good to see for Iowa fans, them play inspired basketball in the first round of the Big Ten tournament.
The Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line is available for you to chime in, 319-366-1600. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You're going to want to keep that number handy today, because we have not one, but two opportunities for you to use it to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. La Cantina has three locations across the corridor for all of your Mexican food needs. Delicious margaritas, no better place to watch March Madness. LaCantina319.com. Iowa and Michigan. This was arguably the high point of Iowa's season, back on February 1st, when Michigan, at that point number 5 in the country, came to Iowa City and left with its tail between its legs when the Hawkeyes beat them 74-59. What does Iowa need to do in order to have a repeat of that tonight? They are an 8-point underdog against the Wolverines in Chicago. 366-1600. But back to last night's game. Did you not watch that and wonder or ask yourself at some point, where has this team been? That looked like the Iowa of February 1st, the team that dismantled Michigan. Everything was going well for the Hawkeyes last night. They were distributing the ball. 26 assists on 31 baskets or something. I mean, it was crazy last night. Tyler Cook was dunking all over the place and looked inspired, looked engaged for most of the game. Nicholas Bear was lights out. By the way, hi, Grandma Pat, if you're listening over in the Quad Cities. Hello to Grandma Pat. She was made famous last night by Nicholas Bear on the Big Ten Network. I said it earlier today on the Sports View. For a 24-hour period yesterday, starting at 11:30 in Kansas City and ending last night somewhere a little after 10:30, whenever that game wrapped up in Chicago, the country was reminded that the state of Iowa has two men's basketball teams that could make Sweet 16 runs in the NCAA tournament later this month. Iowa and Iowa State, I thought yesterday, both played to their capabilities. And that is almost maddening because of the play that we've seen from them the last two and a half weeks. It's been a really frustrating end of the regular season for Cyclone and Hawkeye fans. And then yesterday you watch those games and you go, man, I don't know whether to be excited or pull my own hair out here out of frustration. Excited because that's the team everybody was expecting to see. Pull your own hair out because where's this been? Now, again, Baylor, an okay team. They look to be about an 8 or a 9 seed in the NCAA tournament, depending on what bracketology you look at. Illinois is bad.
Yes, they are.
They had a good stretch really where they won 5 of 6 in Big Ten play. They also lost 5 of 6. They were up and down. They're a very young team, lots of freshmen. But Iowa did to a bad team what you would expect a good team to do, and that is thoroughly eviscerate them. That wasn't a nimby-pimby Joe Wieskamp three-pointer at the buzzer to beat Rutgers by 1 point. That wasn't scratching and clawing out of desperation back from 15 down to beat a bad Northwestern team at home. That was a thorough gutting of a really bad Illinois basketball team last night. Now, the competition level is going to go up a notch or 5 tonight. John Beilein and the Wolverines, who will have revenge on their mind coming off the 74-59 loss back on February 1st.
I thought last night was the perfect example of what that team should do to Illinois, how that team should play against a double-digit seed in the Big Ten tournament. So, yes, it was good to see them bounce back from a four-game losing streak and play well and get things going offensively. But at the same time, I think tonight is going to be more of the barometer of whether or not this team has turned a corner and returned to form. And the good news is there every upper-level team has that one middle of the pack or upper middle of the pack team in their conference that gives them a whole lot of trouble. And for Michigan, that would be Iowa. I thought last year when Iowa was 4-14 in the conference and Michigan was a team that was a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament and a team that went all the way to the national championship game, Iowa nearly beat them in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. And for whatever reason, Iowa makes Michigan uncomfortable. We saw it at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. We saw it last year. So I look for this once again to be the 8 points. It's a lot of points. I think that Iowa makes this a close game, and if they play like they did last night, it'll be a lot better. But I think this is a perfect matchup for them. Purdue or Michigan State, I'm not so sure. I'm not nearly as sure that they can keep it close. Michigan, I think it's going to be a good game tonight.
Our pal Mac McCausland, who joins us on Monday here on the program, shared that thought as well last night on Twitter. He said, next up, Michigan. What? Sometimes you have to have the Dick Tracy decoder ring to get through Mac's tweets, but I'll read it verbatim. Next up, Michigan. What team Iowa matches up with very well and Iowa have better inside players need to guard perimeter? That's your Mac McCausland Twitter breakdown of tonight's showdown between Michigan and Iowa. I think running that through the translator, as you said, Alex, this is a fairly favorable matchup for the Hawkeyes, and we saw what they were able to do with it back on February 1st. Boy, poor Brad Underwood, by the way. He made the point last night in his post-game news conference that Illinois was one of the better three-point defenders in the Big Ten this year. I think they were in the top five, top three. And the two times that they played Iowa, the Hawkeyes just bombs away from beyond the arc. Illinois could not stop them. That game, by the way, in Chicago has gone final. Nebraska's Cinderella run at the Big Ten tournament has come to an end, but it was a lot closer than many expected, including the odds makers in Las Vegas, as Wisconsin advances with a 66-62 win over Nebraska, Minnesota, and Purdue up next at the United Center. 319-366-1600, the number to reach us. Iowa State also in action today, and that is important if you are a 1600 AM listener. If you're listening to us on the main gym right now, we are going to step aside at 5:30 tonight. We will join up with John Walters and Eric Heft in Kansas City at the Sprint Center as Iowa State takes on the number one seed in the Big 12 tourney, regular season champion. Hard to believe that you're saying that or hearing it, the Kansas State Wildcats. We'll have that for you again. We'll join the pregame at 5:30. Tip-off is expected at 6 o'clock tonight. Iowa State opened as a one-point favorite in that game. They are now a three-point favorite in that game. And as I said earlier today, if I were a betting man, I would have no problem taking Iowa State to cover the points, and I would take Iowa and the 8 points and try my luck with an all-state of Iowa parlay in Las Vegas.
You're expecting the offense to translate over from yesterday to today, and I think that's a fair guess. I'm not necessarily as sold because I do know the way Kansas State and Michigan to me are so similar, where they can make it into an ugly game. They can slow you down and play defense and get you out of your rhythm. But at the same time, if you're hitting shots, you can make them look bad. And they're not necessarily the best shot-making team. So I think Iowa and Iowa State have two pretty similar matchups. And like I said, I think Iowa keeps it. I would have absolutely no problem taking Iowa in the 8 points. I think that is way too many points. And for Iowa State, they show up like they did yesterday. I also would have no problem picking them to cover those 3 points.
Wisconsin advances and will face Michigan State. As the Big Ten Network stats crew points out, it's the first time that chalk has held out in the 1-4 portion of the bracket since 2015. Have not had a 1 and a 4 seed face off since 2015, and that's what will get Michigan State earlier today, defeating Ohio State to advance to tomorrow. And we've got a whole lot more than just basketball to talk about today. A former Hawkeye finds himself on the unemployment line in the National Football League, and some major honors for Iowa's Megan Gustafson. We'll have that for you when we return after this.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big adding great storage solutions to your home. Add style and function with Dakota pre-finished wood shelving. Create custom storage space in closets, pantries, and more. Dakota pre-finished square edge shelving is available in four finishes. 15 3/4 inch deep by 4 feet wide square edge shelving is $2.99 after rebate during Menards' Think Spring Sale. Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Sale prices good through March 16th.
Save big money at Menards.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for a happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on four giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win two Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
We are at that unfortunate time of the National Football League season, and that would be day two of the National Football League season, the new calendar beginning yesterday, that teams are clearing cap space. And one of those teams doing that today, the New England Patriots, who have parted ways with former Hawkeye defensive lineman Adrian Claiborne. Adrian gets a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots and is now out of work. Just a reminder, as Nebraska coach Tim Miles said yesterday, it's a big boy business. He was talking about college basketball, but that extends to the National Football League as well. A little bit of a scare in Clearwater, Florida earlier today. Bryce Harper hit on the ankle by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The early returns, the first MRI negative on that, so the hope there is that he avoided serious injury. But I imagine after spending $330 million to acquire his services, Phillies brass probably a little worried when they saw that transpire today. 426, welcome back in. Alex Halstead will be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State getting ready to take on Kansas State, the number one seed in Kansas City. They have reportedly, Iowa State fans, once again drank a city, or at least a portion of the city, out of Bud Light, the Power and Light District running low on. But where was Bush Guy? They did not dispatch Bush Guy. Maybe he didn't survive San Antonio and the Alamo Bowl, but you would think, look, I can see San Antonio being caught off guard by the Iowa State fans, But Kansas City has lived this particular nightmare before.
It's old hat for them.
The invasion of the Cardinal in gold, and for them to be short-sighted, their loss. Thomas Bendit and Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com also said to join us on the program today as we make our way towards 7 o'clock. And again, just a reminder, if you listen on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency, at 5:30 tonight, we're going to join up with John Walters and Eric Heft in Kansas City at the Sprint Center for Iowa State and Kansas State. So you'll only hear the final 90 minutes of the program on 106.3 or 107.5 FM or streaming online at kgymradio.com. By the way, a big thank you to our friends at Mulligan's, once again hosting us for a tremendous, yes, I use that word again, tremendous KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. We gave away tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up later this month last night. Join us for the next road trip. You never know what you may win. Our producer, Kyle Mann, has joined us in the studio. He's getting ready to bring you a big board update.
The Hawkeyes looked as good as they have in a long time last night, beating Illinois 83-62 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. They shot 51% from the floor and 52% from three. Nick Bear hit 5 threes and led with 17. Joe Wieskamp had 13 and 7 boards. Tyler Quick had 12, 6 assists and 5 boards. Ryan Kreener had 11, and Connor McCaffrey had a game-high 8 assists. Iowa collectively really hasn't looked that good since upsetting Michigan, which is what it's tasked with doing again tonight. The Hawkeyes are 8-point dogs, tip-off set for 8:30, and you can see it on the BTN. Iowa State also returned to form at least for a day yesterday, beating Baylor quite handily, so next up is Kansas State. The Cyclones split the season series and won the most recent meeting on the road, and the Wildcats are without leading rebounder and second leading scorer, senior Dean Wade, so there is reason to believe the Cyclones could keep things rolling. Texas Tech was eliminated last night, and Kansas is not typical Kansas, so a title could be ripe for the picking in the Big 12. Tip-off is set for 6, and we'll pick up coverage on the main gym at 5:30. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has won a lot of awards in her career, but today she received what is definitely the most high-profile among them, being named the unanimous ESPNW National Player of the Year. She was also named a unanimous first-team All-American yesterday. She's got the Hawkeyes in position for a two-seed in the NCAA tournament. The UNI women open up the MVC tournament tonight at 8:30 and should be favored to beat Southern Illinois. It's not just a busy time of year here in Iowa. There's a lot of conference tournaments all over the country, and we're going to bring you a lot of their championship games this weekend. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Big 12, which could be Iowa State, America East, Big East, ACC, and Pac-12. Sunday, we'll have the SEC and AAC.
Megan Gustafson also today named a finalist for the Lisa Leslie Award. Very prestigious honor there. Rough Riders at home tonight. They're hosting Team USA, the under-17 Team USA squad at the stable tonight and tomorrow. That piques your interest. I saw your ears perk up there, Alex. Tickets available at RidertownUSA.com. And Drake, a winner 86-58 over Valparaiso at that MVC women's tournament in the Quad Cities. As Kyle mentioned, UNI plays the last game of the night tonight. 319-366-1600. Lots of ground to cover here as we make our way towards 7 o'clock. Again, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be with us from the United Center in Chicago, where the Hawkeyes are gearing up to take on the Michigan Wolverines, a team that they have seen only one time this year. But when they did see them, they had a tremendous, tremendous success against the Wolves. Tremendous was a word that came up a couple times during Fran McCaffrey's post-game interview last night on the Big Ten Network. I don't know if anybody else was watching that or not.
Yeah, I caught that as well.
Michigan's tremendous. John Beilein's tremendous. Everybody's tremendous.
Is that just the word that's replacing phenomenal at this point?
I don't know. See, I could come up with one of these, whatever your birth year or birth month is, and then put a Fran McCaffrey word there. And I don't want to give somebody else an idea. They may steal it from us. Iowa State in action tonight as well. We mentioned taking on Kansas State. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports will join us next as we look to see whether or not Iowa State can advance to the Big 12 championship game tomorrow. We'll get Alex's thoughts on that next.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
To the extent that he wanted to, based on the financials of that position.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt gets an 8-game suspension under the NFL's personal conduct policy. Hunt was seen on video last year shoving and kicking a woman. He played then for the Chiefs. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The video came out about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and by 5 or 6 that night, he was released.
Yeah.
And the reason he was released was because he lied to the Chiefs.
Adam Schefter on the Stephen A. Smith Show. The Dolphins today trade quarterback Ryan Tannehill and a late round draft pick to the Titans. Miami gets 2 picks in return, including a 4th rounder next year. The Titans will cut quarterback Blaine Gabbert. College basketball at the SEC quarterfinals. It just ended in Nashville. Auburn beats South Carolina 73-64. Also in the quarters today, Florida knocks off 9th-ranked LSU 76-73. 51 women are suing the U.S. Olympic Committee for not preventing their sexual abuse at the hands of former team doctor Larry Nassar. That lawsuit was filed this week in federal court in Denver.
The Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is only at Wendy's. Get double the fresh, never frozen beef and 4 strips of Applewood smoked bacon alongside 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for the junior price of $5. Available participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
4:35, welcome back in on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. News from the Big Ten Tournament as Nebraska coach Tim Miles addresses the media during the postgame of the 66-62 Wisconsin win tonight. Bill Moose, his boss, the athletic director at Nebraska, expected to release a statement on Miles' future within the hour. We'll keep you up to date as to whether or not Tim Miles is going to keep his job. All indications are that he was a dead man walking going into the United Center at the beginning of the week and most likely will be on the unemployment line, although it was an inspired two-game victory run to today's game against the Badgers that certainly captivated the hearts of Big Ten fans everywhere. But reality wins out, and the Badgers advance to take on Michigan State tomorrow. 366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Will preview Iowa and Michigan with Thomas Bendit and Rob Howe coming up at 5:30 and 6 o'clock, respectively. But there's another game to preview tonight. This one in Kansas City at the Sprint Center. Iowa State advancing with a convincing victory over Baylor yesterday. They'll take on the number one seeded Kansas State Wildcats tonight. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports with us now to preview tonight's matchup. We'll have it for you at 5:30 on 1600 AM. Tip-off expected at 6 o'clock in Kansas City. Alex, that's the Iowa State basketball team that most people were expecting to show up come postseason time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the team that we saw for a little two-week stretch back in mid-January to early February when Iowa State won 6 of 7 games. You know, offensively, they were really clicking, probably their best points per possession game in conference play this season, and still got beat a little bit on the offensive glass, but they, you know, picked up 9 offensive rebounds of their own, defended the three-point line a lot better, especially after the beginning, and that was their most complete game really in a long time. Linda Wigginton said probably their most complete win in about a month.
Is the biggest question going into tonight whether they can transfer over the effort on the glass and the effort on the defensive end against a gritty Kansas State team?
Yeah, I think one of the big questions is, can they even replicate some of that offense? And I think a lot of people think if offensively they play the way they did last night and do play tough, that this is a game they can win, especially with Kansas State not having Dean Wade. That changes Kansas State quite a bit. They're also banged up in other ways. I think Barry Brown's been dealing with some general soreness, and Stokes has been banged up, got banged up yesterday in the TCU game. And sometimes in these tournaments, you just never know how teams are going to play on that second night or if you get to the championship on that third night. So both of these teams are coming off playing games, and how do they respond? And I think the big thing for Iowa State is they've got to match the toughness of Kansas State. You know, that was the challenge Steve Prohm had for his team going into yesterday's game against Baylor. Were they going to get out tough again? They used the word embarrassed and punked. You know, those are two words they used that they thought, you know, Baylor did both of those things to them, and they played a lot more inspired basketball. I think because of that, they played well with Kansas State twice this year. Won one game, lost one game, probably should have won both when you look back at the end of those games. So it wasn't really a toughness thing in either of those games, but Kansas State's got one of the top defenses in the country, and I think that's what it's going to come down to, is can Iowa State match that intensity.
You mentioned Dean Wade, and it seems like he has been in off and on nicked up the past couple of seasons. What does his loss, or what does him not being in the lineup mean for Kansas State?
Yeah, he's been the piece that's made them go, and when he hasn't played, they've been a completely different team. Now, they did make a Elite Eight run last year without him. There's some rumblings here. Obviously, we know he's out for the Big 12 tournament. There's some rumblings here that he's still very much questionable for even the NCAA tournament. And so they're a lot different team without him. I think one example of that is Iowa State really controlled the game in Manhattan, especially in that second half. But Dean Wade got hurt in that game, missed the final, you know, I don't know if it was 8 to 10 minutes, and that's when Iowa State pulled away and went up by 14. So he makes quite a difference. I think the biggest thing in this game that it changes is matchups. You know, when Iowa State has played Kansas State earlier this year when Dean Wade was healthy, Taylen Horton-Tucker was guarding Dean Wade, and Dean Wade at times was guarding Horton-Tucker. And those are mismatches probably on both ends of the floor, depending which way you look at it. And I think Horton-Tucker really benefited from that in Manhattan when he had one of his best games of the year. So that's what's going to be most interesting, is how does it affect matchups? What does Kansas State try to do with Dean Wade out in this game?
Kind of interesting from the standpoint that these two teams split the season series this year, but each won on the other's home court. Kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen tonight on a neutral court. How's Mariel Shayok's foot?
I asked him about that yesterday. I said, you know, he obviously made it through this game. I think he scored 18 points yesterday. He scored 17 points last Saturday on the foot, so he's actually still managed to play pretty well offensively with that foot. But this is the first time he's obviously having to do much the day after. Shayok told me yesterday after the game he's not really practiced since he hurt that foot last Monday, so he's not really practiced in the last couple of weeks. And so he said that it did feel better after the game yesterday than it did after the game Saturday, so it's improving. But, you know, he thinks he's going to be fine, but really they don't know how it's going to respond because, you know, he hasn't had to, you know, play a game and then even practice the day after, and let alone you know, play a game and then play a game the next day. But they think it's fine, and they think, you know, even if he plays on it today, and if Iowa State does advance and he plays on it tomorrow, that he's going to have plenty of time before the NCAA tournament. So it doesn't sound like much of a concern, but that was one question I had after the game is, you know, how is that toe going to respond? Because he hasn't had a challenge of like he's going to have to tonight.
Alex, we've talked about this in the past. When Talen Horton-Tucker has one of those hot games where he gets hot, it's very difficult to beat Iowa State. You mentioned it earlier today on your Twitter account. They're 5-1 this season when he scores 20-plus points. Can he replicate what he did yesterday?
Yeah, that's the big question. That's what they need from him. Like you said, he scored 20 points six times, and they're 5-1 in those games. And even if you kind of, I think when you extend that even to him scoring 17 or more points, they're 8-1. So, you know, when he's kind of above that 15 mark, you know, especially, but, you know, more so trending towards that 20-point mark, they're a lot different team. You know, he scored, I think, 17 or something at Kansas State. That they won that game, and he was really a big difference in that game. And I think that's going to kind of be the key again today, and it's easy to say that after, you know, he was the difference maker yesterday. But you kind of know what you're going to get from Mariel Shayok and Linda Wigginton and some of those guys. And I think in some ways, Talen Horton-Tucker is that X factor, and especially because I think he's kind of a mismatch in this game is you know, how are you going to guard him? And the big thing with him is when he shoots well early, you know, it really gives him some confidence. They may have lost at Kansas, but that was a game where he was, you know, firing up deep threes. And he's been a little bit inconsistent beyond the arc, but when he gets going early, it seems to kind of carry over and carry him through the game. So, you know, he is the big difference maker, and I think he could be the key tonight.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday with Brent Bloom, but is it as simple as the fact that there were some major chemistry issues the last month that kept this team from clicking?
Yeah, you know, that's something that they had to work through, and Steve Fromm said yesterday that the season gets long sometimes and things happen, and you just got to figure out when you're going to respond. And they feel like they have done that. I think we'll probably find out tonight is, was that a one game thing or have they really kind of regained that rhythm that they had in mid-January? I think we're going to maybe find that out a bit tonight, but they feel like they've played well the last two games now. Linda Wigginton said that after the game, he said, you know, he knows they lost to Texas Tech, but they even felt in that game that they were kind of back to their normal self. And, you know, it kind of stems back to last Thursday. They had, meetings with Steve Prohm throughout the day, individual meetings, but then the players met as a team without the coaches and kind of aired things out. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, it got to the point, you know, they haven't exactly said what the issue was, but it kind of got to the point, I think, where guys were trying to do their own thing. And, you know, that's great in terms of, you know, trying to get to the next level, but you don't have a whole lot of opportunity to show it on the national stage, whether here in Kansas City or next week at the NCAA tournament if you're losing games. So I think they've kind of righted some of those wrongs, at least they think they have. And Tyrese Halliburton said after the game, this is probably the first time they've had fun. You know, yesterday they just looked like they were like it was, you know, fun, and he said that was maybe the first time in a month.
Has Lindell Wigginton returned to his old self? His points are up. Of course, there are question marks about his turnovers. That's kind of an ongoing thing that he's working on, but it seems like he's playing with more confidence than he was, say, a month ago.
Yeah, I think he's one thing, as he said, is, you know, he's really embraced his role. You know, that I think it took him a little bit of time to adjust to, I think, coming back from that foot injury. I think when he first came back from that foot injury, he wanted everything to kind of happen at once, and it took a while to get into his rhythm with his shot and those sorts of things. So I think part of it was it took some time, but I think it also took him time to adjust. You know, this is a guy that probably never in his career, I think he said, had come off the bench. You know, he's always the best player on the team in high school and one of the best players at Oak Hill Academy. And so he really had never come off the bench, so I think he had adjusted to that role. And I think once he realized that he could do the same thing off the bench, you know, as he would as a starter, you know, he's playing the same minutes. It's just kind of different when he's coming into the game. I think he's kind of found his groove. And even yesterday within the game, I think he had to settle in a little bit. I think he came in and had two or three quick turnovers. But once he settled in, you know, he could be that difference maker for them. And, you know, any run they make is going to probably be relying on probably him, Mariel Shayok, and Talen Horton-Tucker. You know, those are their three guys that make things run. I know Tyrese Halliburton and Nick Wallace-Babbert are calming effect a little bit. They're not going to be the big scorers all the time. But them making a run, them trying to get out of the first weekend, next weekend, or whatever that may be, I think Talen Horton-Tucker and Linda Wigginton are going to be two big pieces to that.
Alex, what's going on with West Virginia? Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers set up for a showdown in the semifinals with Kansas in the late game tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, they they had some of those issues too, I think, chemistry-wise. They've gotten rid of several guys this year. I think they've started 14 different players this season, and they had some of those team issues where they had to get rid of a few guys. And all of a sudden, after they've gotten rid of some of those guys, they've actually trended in a better direction with some of their younger players. And it's crazy to see the 10 seed in this tournament make that kind of run. That last night was the first time ever that a 10 seed's beaten a 2 or 1 seed here in the Big 12 tournament. And so I think that magic probably runs out tonight, but they've beaten Kansas once this year. They've looked good the last couple of weeks. Iowa State will tell you that because, they struggled there in Morgantown. Bob Huggins, I think, it's just kind of a little bit of magic that I think he thinks is going to carry over to next season. He said that he thinks he has a good team coming back next season and add some good pieces. And he's got to like what he's seen here down the stretch. I got to think it ends tonight. And I think the ticket brokers are probably hoping so too, because, if it does end tonight, that means it's going to be Kansas versus another local team in Iowa State or Kansas State. And that's probably the best thing for this economy here in Kansas City.
How surprised were you with the way, especially in the first half, that Texas Tech played in that game last night?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about them is recently, when they've won 8 straight and their offense looked like it did in a few of those games, and the way Jarrett Culver looked against Iowa State Saturday, scoring 31 points and winning Big 12 Player of the Year, they've shown that they're capable of being that team, that 2 or 3 seed at the time, that could, be that kind of Final Four type team. They've got the number one defense in the country, according to KenPom, and their offense has started to match that in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And it's like, hey, that could be that type of team you pick to make a run. But I think yesterday they showed why they could be the type of team that, maybe doesn't make that sort of run, maybe gets bounced as a 3 seed early, because their offense is just kind of a little bit inconsistent. They went through a stretch this year where they lost 3 straight games to Iowa State, Kansas State, and Baylor, 3 of the top 5 teams in the Big 12, but their offense was just not very good at that time of the year. And I know they figured things out, but their defense is so good, but your offense has to match that a little bit more consistently than theirs does sometimes. And so while I've kind of in recent weeks kind of said and thought maybe they could be that sleeper that makes a run, I think I was reminded yesterday that in that first half especially, that's what kind of makes them dangerous to pick to make that run as well.
Alex, Joe Lunardi has Iowa State playing at Wells Fargo Arena in his latest round of bracketology. Is this going to be a possibility?
Well, that seems to me. I refreshed this morning. It was Columbus, and I guess it's just changing by the hour here anymore. But I talked to Shelby Mass of USA Today, who does bracketology for them, and he told me that is a real possibility. And it's only a possibility probably if they're a 7 seed is what he told me, and that's because right now a lot of the projections think that there's either going to be two seeds in Des Moines or maybe a 2 seed and a 3 seed. And the one way obviously it gets to Des Moines is probably as a 7 seed facing a 2 seed in that pool. And a lot of people said, the NCAA wouldn't reward them. The NCAA protects those top 4 seeds. And Shelby Mast, reminded me that the top 4 seeds are only protected for the first round. The NCAA does not know who's going to make it to the second round, and so they can't guarantee that anybody's protected beyond that first round. So Michigan State, Michigan, if those two teams are 2 seeds in Des Moines, they're protected against that 15 seed, which probably isn't doing much good, but they're not protected beyond that game. And so he told me it is a real possibility that Iowa State could go to Des Moines, but it's almost got to line up perfectly. And if they win tonight, I almost think that maybe that comes out of the picture because they might be trending more towards a 6 seed, although Joe Lunardi has even said this week on a conference call that he thinks their ceiling is, maybe move up a seed or two by winning this whole thing. And now they've, with last night's win, probably cemented themselves as no worse than a 7. And that's probably where Des Moines comes into the picture.
And that's exactly the way that it looks. Alex, we appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Alex Halstead of Cyclone Alert on the 24/7 Sports Network. The Des Moines pod does have 2 of the 4 7 seeds playing in it. And as of right now, today's bracketology from Joe Lunardi at ESPN, one of those 7 seeds, Wofford, facing Oklahoma as a 10. That's a Big 12. You can't have a conference-on-conference matchup. The other, Iowa State, taking on Arizona State at Wells Fargo Arena in the west portion of the bracket. The other teams Lunardi has in Des Moines, Michigan and Montana, along with Iowa State and Arizona State from the west, and Michigan State and Bradley as a 15 seed out of the MVC in Des Moines. I think the I think the Bradley fans would probably take that. Des Moines, not a terrible trek from Peoria. Iowa, well, the Hawkeyes are in Lenardi's latest bracketology, too. We'll tell you where when we return after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Gather around the table on St. Patty's Day, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Order all your favorites. And while you're there, make sure you try La Cantina's own brewed beer, Zapata. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday with food and drink specials and connect with your favorite people at La Cantina. In the fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At. Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
4:53, we've got not one, but two chances for you to win a $30 gift card from La Cantina. Your first chance coming up in a matter of mere minutes. Joe Lenardi's latest round of bracketology available at ESPN.com. I think the Cyclones may have helped the Hawkeyes, and then the Hawkeyes helped themselves because Baylor, which was an 8 seed in Lenardi's earlier bracket, is now a 9 seed, taking on Washington in Salt Lake City, one of two 9 seeds to have been downgraded from an 8. The other one, VCU, originally was a VCU-Iowa matchup. VCU was the 8, Iowa was the 9. Well, Lenardi now has moved the Hawkeyes to an 8 seed, and he's moved them into the Midwest bracket against Utah State, which would be the 9 seed in Columbia, South Carolina, opposite Iona and North Carolina. Kind of interesting, right?
Hopefully they can get up to a 7 if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes.
You kind of want to.
The two seeds aren't exactly any great shakes this year either.
Well, if they did, and reportedly they're the number 3 8 seed right now, so they'd really have to do some moving. But again, two of the 4-7 seeds are locked into Des Moines and Wells Fargo Arena. So if you could get there, Iowa or Iowa State, you got a 50% shot at playing in your home state. So if you have tickets, don't give up hope yet of seeing Iowa State or Iowa at Wells Fargo Arena. Still a little bit of a long shot, at least especially for the Hawkeyes, but it could happen. Could happen. Let's bring Kyle back into the studio. He's going to bring you a big board update.
The Hawkeyes looked as good as they have in a long time last night, beating Illinois 83-62 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. They shot 51% from the floor and 52% from three. Nick Bear hit 5 threes and led with 17. Joe Wieskamp had 13 and 7 boards. Tyler Cook had 12, 6 assists and 5 boards. Ryan Kreener had 11, and Connor McCaffrey had a game-high 8 assists. Iowa really hasn't looked that good as a team since upsetting Michigan, which is what it's tasked with doing again tonight. The Hawkeyes are 8-point dogs, tip-off set for somewhere around 8:30, and you can see it on the BTN. Iowa State also returned to form at least for a day yesterday, beating Baylor quite handily. So next up is Kansas State. The Cyclones split the season series and won the most recent meeting on the road, and the Wildcats are without leading rebounder and second leading scorer senior Dean Wade, so there is reason to believe the Cyclones could keep things rolling. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 5:30. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has won a lot of awards in her career, but today she received what's definitely the most high profile among them, being named the unanimous ESPNW National Player of the Year. She was also named a unanimous First Team All-American yesterday, and she's got the Hawkeyes in position for a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament. The UNI women open up the MVC tournament tonight at 8:30 and should be favored to beat Southern Illinois. It's not just a busy time of year here in Iowa. There are conference tournaments all over the country this weekend, and we're going to bring you almost all the championship games. Tomorrow we'll have the Big 12, which could be Iowa State, America East, Big East, ACC, and Pac-12 title games. And on Sunday it'll be the SEC and AAC before the selection show that evening.
Gustafson also a finalist for the Lisa Leslie Award, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, and the Women's Basketball Coaches Association of America tasked with handing out that award. You heard Lisa Bluder on the gym class earlier today saying she's not going to be on campus a whole lot in the month of March. She's going to be all over the place at the Final Four, Women's Final Four, accepting all of these awards. Rough Riders are at home tonight as well. They've got the under-17 Team USA squad in town tonight and tomorrow. Face off both nights. Set for 7:05. How do you like to win $500 just for filling out a bracket? It's not quite that simple. If we gave $500 to every person who filled out a bracket, well, we'd be broke. But we're going to give it to one person who has the best bracket, courtesy of our friends at Imon Communications. Fill out your brackets now. You can get registered before Selection Sunday right now. It's live. Just go to our website, kgymradio.com. Look for the Imon Bracket Challenge link. Click it. It has all the details, including the password that you'll need to enter. Somebody who has the best bracket will win $500 cash, courtesy of Imon Communications. 1 hour of the program is in the books. We got 2 hours to go and a lot of basketball to discuss. Iowa takes on Michigan at the United Center tonight in the Big Ten tournament. Iowa State and Kansas State. More on the way after this.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt will be suspended for 8 games under the league's personal conduct policy. Hunt was seen on video last year shoving and kicking a woman in downtown Cleveland. ESPN's Dan Orlovsky.
I don't believe Kareem Hunt should have ever played in the NFL again. And the people who go like, it's his second chance. Not to play in the NFL. There's one NFL.
Dan Orlovsky on First Take. The Chiefs cut Hunt back in November. The Browns signed him in February. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Star reports Chiefs wideout Tyreek Hill is now being investigated for an alleged battery. He has not been charged. Brooke Pryor, who wrote that story in the Star, is coming up next on the Will Cain Show. The Titans get quarterback Ryan Tannehill in a trade with the Dolphins. Miami gets a 7th-round pick this year and a 4th-rounder next year. The Titans will cut Blaine Gabbert. For the first time ever, 3 of the top 5 teams in the nation will play in one conference semifinals. Virginia meets Florida State, then Duke and North Carolina on ESPN TV and radio at 7 Eastern.
Coming up Monday, what comes after college basketball selection Sunday? Reaction Monday. And this year we're raising the stakes. Get your brackets ready. Plus the Players' Championship, Sixers, Bucks, and who won the weekend. Goal can win go Monday. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the 8th time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of Zero.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Golden Tate is headed to New York. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the deal is for 4 years and almost $38 million, $23 million guaranteed. Tate expected to be the number one receiver for the Giants with Odell Beckham Jr. now in Cleveland. Meanwhile, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is moving to the NFC North. Mike Garofalo is reporting the deal is for 1 year and worth $3.5 million. Garofalo says the safety had more on the table with another deal, but chose to play on the Bears' defense with former Alabama teammate Eddie Jackson. Teddy Bridgewater is staying in New Orleans after all. Rapoport says Bridgewater is finalizing a one-year deal worth $7.25 million, fully guaranteed, and could have a maximum value of $12.5 million. The 26-year-old met with the Dolphins on Wednesday, but left South Beach without a contract. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Hang on just a sec. Let me settle in, and I'll be right back.
It's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, the 5 o'clock hour here on KGYM, brought to you by our friends at LinderTire.com. You can make an appointment with them anytime, day or night, just by visiting their website. While you're there, make sure you look for their special online-only savings, which could put some more money back in your wallet this spring. We got a great final 2 hours for you, but it's a final 20 minutes or so if you are listening to us on 1600 AM, the historic main gym coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take you to Kansas City and the Big 12 tournament. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call as Iowa State entertains the number one seeded Kansas State Wildcats tonight on the Cyclone Radio Network. So bottom of the hour, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off at the Sprint Center. If you listen to us on 1600 AM, you'll have to find us on 106.3 or 107.5 FM, or you can always listen to the stream at kgymradio.com. We've got a poll question for you today at kgymradio.com. It has to do with the outcome of the Iowa and Iowa State games tonight. How do you see things playing out? Give you several options, brought to you by a place that has several options for food and beverage. That would be Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids, conveniently tucked in behind Taco John's. Hello to our good friends at Emil's, and once again, thank you for sponsoring the poll question. Thomas Bendit, who covers the Big Ten for SB Nation, as well as a focus on the Michigan Wolverines, will be with us inside the bottom of the hour. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will also check in with us tonight from the United Center in Chicago, where the Hawkeyes take on John Beilein and the Wolverines. Busy day of basketball. The Hoops in the Heartland tournament is underway. That's the opposite of Arch Madness. That's the men. Hoops in the Heartland is the women's tournament. They play that in Moline, Illinois, over in the Quad Cities. Drake, a big winner today over Valparaiso. You and I in action later tonight. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Alex, we have, I don't want to say finality to the Tim Miles situation at Nebraska, but the statement has been released by Nebraska AD Bill Moose, and the statement says there's more waiting to be done here. The statement essentially says Nebraska is going to wait for the announcement of the NIT bracket on Sunday before announcing anything about the future of its basketball program. It sort of seems to indicate that if Nebraska were to make it to the NIT, which at 18-16 is probably a little bit of a stretch, given how many spots have been taken up by regular season conference champions and the fact that the NIT would probably look at fan bases that would buy more tickets should they get to New York City. Probably a stretch to say Nebraska makes the NIT, but that's where Bill Moose and the Huskers stand here.
I think you could definitely look at it that way and think that he's not pulling the plug on Tim Miles right now, so maybe there's a chance that he can return. But I sort of go back to the point that I made at the outset of the program. There's also the possibility that he just wants Tim Miles to finish off the season. He doesn't want to fire him before they go to the NIT and not have Tim Miles on the sideline. Although you would think that any opportunity for Bill Moose to accelerate the process of looking for a new coach, he would. Time is precious in situations like this. You don't want to putz around for too long and let all the other candidates sort of find other jobs before you even start looking for a coach. So this is going to be fascinating to watch, but we'll find out on Sunday night.
A couple coaches who are already on the unemployment line. Marvin Menzies of UNLV fired today, and Billy Kennedy out as head coach at Texas A&M. This Billy Kennedy's name came up, I think, with the Iowa job after the Hawkeyes fired Todd Licklider, if I recall correct. That was so long ago. I'm having a hard time recalling whether or not that was the case. He's been connected to an Iowa job, I swear. Billy Kennedy has.
He'll get another job as well. I know that things didn't end very well at Texas A&M, but he had some pretty successful teams in College Station. So he'll get another job quickly. Are you surprised at all that Pat Chambers is coming back?
Look, they started 0-10 in Big Ten play, and then they were able to finish off relatively strong enough to get the 10 seed in Chicago. I guess that's a case of you rather stick with somebody that you're familiar with than go out and try to rebuild things from the ground up. But Chambers, I don't think, is a bad coach. He's made a little bit of recruiting in-ground in the Philadelphia area, a place where Penn State has traditionally struggled to get a foothold in the past. There's such, look, yeah, Fran McCaffrey would be able to tell you, that is such a basketball hotbed. But there's also a lot of basketball schools there recruiting for talent. And for whatever reason, Penn State just could never truly get a foothold there and get a successful program. So I guess what you're saying is you're giving Chambers one more year to get it done. And I can't necessarily say that that's a bad call at this point. Penn State and Minnesota going to overtime last night before Minnesota wins to advance to take on the Boilermakers in Chicago. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. Joel in Muscatine wants to weigh in on Tim Miles. Joel, what are your thoughts?
3 minutes ago, I got a text message from, unfortunately, I'm very well connected to Lincoln, Nebraska because of my idiot college roommates who are from there. And they're some of my best friends, but they're absolute Husker homers. And they are convinced that Tim Miles is going to be let go and Fred Hoiberg is coming to Nebraska because of the arena. That's all they needed to do is build an arena like that, and Fred Hoiberg is going to come to Nebraska. So that is what Husker land is thinking is going to happen.
Are you trying to tell me, Joel, that Nebraska fans would be delusional about something? I'm having a hard time believing that.
I know. It's really tough to understand. But yeah, that's the. There's no reason why he wouldn't. His son's going to transfer from Michigan State to go play for Dad, and go for the Big Red. And if that doesn't happen, Phil Jackson's probably the next phone call. So that's Husker basketball right now in a nutshell. Fred Hoiberg wants to go to Lincoln.
And if they build an arena, it'll bring him there. If they build it, he will come.
They've already built the
Devaney Center.
Well, there's that. But that's their reasoning is what I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, they built a facility that was too good for Tim Miles. Now they have the piece to get the coach that everybody else wants. Huh. And who wouldn't want to go share a building with Scott Frost, too? That's the other thing. That was in the text chain. That who wouldn't want to be on the same campus as Scott Frost?
Joel,
so
I would.
Even Scott Frost is recruiting the basketball coach.
Joel, I'd consider muting your cell phone for the next couple days, at least that particular chain. We appreciate hearing from you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
I saw this last night. I came across it. I wandered into the comments section of another thread, and Nebraska fans are convinced that it's a done. I saw it said done deal that Fred Hoiberg has agreed to a 7-year contract, $4 million a year, 7 years. It's a done deal. Hoiberg's going to be the next head coach of the Huskers. And all I could think of was, okay, that is peak delusional fan base. There is no way in hell Fred Hoiberg is going to be the next head coach. Mark this. Mark it at 5:14 on March 15th. I want you to mark this, because if it happens, I will gladly call myself out. There is no way in hell that the next head coach of Nebraska men's basketball is Fred Hoiberg. Not a freaking chance. How delusional is that fan base? They think they're going to win a national championship next year in football, and they think that Fred Hoiberg, with his pick of all the jobs that he could take in the NBA and in college, he wants to go live in Lincoln, Nebraska, making $4 million a year in Lincoln, Nebraska to coach in the Big Ten, to return to college basketball, which he really can't stand. Now, I'm not going to say he's never going to coach college basketball again, because sometimes people do things that they don't really enjoy doing for the money. Trust me, I know this one. I know really well people will do things for the money that they never really intended on doing. It doesn't necessarily mean that the job doesn't grow on you after, say, 7.5, 8 years of doing it. But Fred Hoiberg is not going to be the next head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Well, I guess Bill Moose will have to go to his safety options and Tony Bennett from Virginia.
I was just going to say the reanimated corpse of John Wooden. Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want the job?
That is the most ridiculous notion, just for the fact of the reasoning. Because they have a new arena, and they want to be next to, he would want to coach next to Scott Frost.
BJ and Marion wants to know if Doug and Daddy will break the story. I'm sure.
Do you think that they've talked about this? Do you think that they are contemplating the mayor, a new mayor of Lincoln, Nebraska?
Look, Matt in Cedar Rapids says he may have some family in Lincoln. I don't see any way that he is. No.
I think Matt was being facetious.
Well, you know, we can't tell that on the text line, but if that's the case, then so be it. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I'll read anything you put in front of me. The text line, by the way, is 366-1600.
How many college offers do you think that, or at least interest from college programs do you think he's had since he was let go by the Bulls? From pretty big-time programs, and I'm not going to say
his name has come up with the UCLA job
exactly.
Because he's one of the few people who is wealthy enough that he can afford to take that job. Because as we've covered, the UCLA job is the perception out there is that the UCLA job is this crown jewel of college basketball jobs, and it's really not. And it's hard to get a staff together there because the money that you pay assistant coaches doesn't go very far in that part of the country.
It's very expensive.
You got to live an hour and a half away and drive in and out every day if you're an assistant. You can live at UCLA as a head coach on head coach money, but you can't live and have a decent quality of life on assistant coach money. And I know here that's going to, you know, that's not going to strike a chord with a lot of people in the Midwest who look at what an assistant coach would probably make at UCLA and go, I could live comfortably on that. No. Try going out there and, I mean, a loaf of bread is like $4 or $5 out there. I mean, everything is insanely expensive.
I'll break the news, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Todd. The cost of living here in Iowa with things, I know that there are areas that are more expensive than others, but compared to a lot of other places, it's pretty darn affordable to live here. So that, yes, L.A., oh my goodness.
I have a friend who had an internship at the Los Angeles Times many years ago, and he ate, I'm not kidding you, every single day off the dollar menu at McDonald's because it was all he could afford, because everything else was not the same price as it was in the Midwest. I'm just doing a cursory glance of Fred Hoiberg, Nebraska chatter on social media. There isn't a ton of it out there, but the stuff that is out there is absolutely amazing. I've said before, if I'm Bill Moose, one of the phone calls is to Darren DeVries, and I don't care if Darren DeVries picks up the phone and says I'm not interested and hangs up on him right away, but a guy who knows the state of Nebraska pretty well, was an assistant at Creighton under Doug McDermott, has led Drake to a tremendous amount of success in just 1 year on the job. Those are the type of guys that you have to call and have to get if you're in Nebraska. Or you can go the route of, day and age, you either get the up-and-comer, you take a chance, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, or you go the less miles route. And the less miles route works less often, in my opinion, than taking a flyer on the up-and-comer.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I've heard from way too many people that there is a certain former UCLA coach that might be interested in that job.
If I'm Nebraska, I'm not interested in him.
And that's sort of where I think things will die out. I don't think that Nebraska is going to be interested in Steve Alford.
What a time to be alive. 2019, if you would have told me 20 years ago... If you would have told me 20 years ago that Nebraska basketball would look down its nose at Steve Alford, I don't know whether I would have believed you or not. 366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines here. And Matt in Cedar Rapids. Matt on Fred Hoiberg. Go.
Hey, guys. Iowa State. I'm an Iowa State guy here. So no way. And you know what? Do I ever see Fred going to Lincoln? And
thank you.
I just sent a text a little while ago about his grandpa being from there. So take it for what it's worth, but Fred was born in Lincoln, Nebraska. So it could be just full circle for him to come back home, coach the Huskers to a national title. That's what they're thinking.
I know enough of their football fans to know exactly what their basketball fans are probably thinking.
Right, right. So, yeah, he was born in Lincoln, so, hey, you just never know.
So that's, okay.
There you go. All right. There's an opening,
he was born there.
If there's an opening at the wrestling room, I'm sure Kale Sanderson will be leaving Penn State for Lincoln sometime in short order. Let's go to Brandon and Coggin wants to weigh in on a quirky dude, a good guy, Tim Miles, the head coach at Nebraska. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So first I want to just make a comment about the cost of living in California. I'm originally from the Bay Area. My dad's house is about 300 square feet smaller than my house here in Iowa, and his home is worth more, $500,000 more than mine. That's just put in the emphasis of how different the cost of living is. Now, as far as 10 miles, I'm going to be the one outside the box here. I actually think Nebraska is going to keep him on.
I would. I would if I were them.
Yeah, mainly because of how well Nebraska showed in the Big Ten tournament. They almost beat Wisconsin today. That was incredible.
I would do that, and Brandon, we appreciate the phone call. If I were Nebraska and I were Bill Moose, I would stick with Tim Miles. I'd give him another year, and you're not going to do any better than him right now, but you could wind up doing worse. That would be my concern if I were the Huskers. And it's very clear that the guys enjoy playing for him, that, you know, all throughout this, and I know he got in a little hot water by making the comment about being a millionaire if he gets fired, which was strictly tongue-in-cheek.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
He's a funny guy. He doesn't take him so... That business is overflowing with people who take themselves way too seriously. People who think that they are God's gift to this earth. Coaches take themselves really seriously. At the end of the day, it's a game. Yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money. Tim Miles doesn't take himself seriously. He's a goofball. And I think there are a number of people out there who... maybe you've stifled it. Maybe you've shoved it deep down. You got married many years ago and you've got kids now and you don't get to get together with your friends and be an idiot like you were when you were young. We all have an inner goofball. And I think sometimes it's okay to let that inner goofball out, and Tim Miles does it. And if he won a few more basketball games here and there, I'd make him coach for life at Nebraska. I would. So here's hoping, fingers crossed, that they somehow make the postseason, or Bill Moose somehow comes to his senses and gives Tim Miles another year, because I think it's good for the rest of the Big Ten. Tim Miles is never going to threaten for a Big Ten title, but he's also got, or has had, Nebraska in the past playing respectable basketball, which is better than when he got there. So we'll see how this plays out. But that is a rather mealy-mouthed statement from Bill Moose. It doesn't really say a whole lot. We're just going to wait until the season is over. We'll take a quick timeout, very quick timeout, and when we come back, we will finish up here on 1600 AM before we head to Kansas City and John Walters on the call of Iowa State. Kansas State, back with more after this.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
The text line says, don't forget about Phil Jackson, John Calipari, and Steve Kerr if you're in Nebraska. It's nice to know that the listeners are viewing this through the same lens that we are here in the KGYM studios. 366-1600. Did not expect to do a full segment on Nebraska basketball and a possible coaching search today, but hey, they took Wisconsin down to the wire, made it a four-point game, and they were the story of the Big Ten tournament, just as West Virginia has become the story at the Big 12 tournament. Speaking of the Big 12 tournament, if you're listening to us on 1600 AM, we are stepping aside right now to join up with John Walters and Eric Heft at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. 1600 AM listeners, we're switching over to the Cyclone Sports Network right now. The rest of the program will continue. Thomas Bendit is joining us to discuss the Michigan Wolverines and the Big Ten tournament as a whole. You can hear him on 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. You can also pull up the stream at kgymradio.com, or you can visit kgymradio.com and listen to the podcast at your leisure this weekend. 1600 AM listeners, we bid you adieu. We'll continue with Thomas Bendit talking Michigan hoops on the FMs when we return after this.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar. They have a private back room and outdoor patio that is a perfect spot for your next work, social, or family gathering.
Every block, every basket, every win. Don't miss a moment of tournament action. Grab your crew and head to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. Watch the games on a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, 20 beers on tap, and drink specials. They have two rooms available for private party rentals, too. Basketball at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. And weekdays after work, come in for happy hour from 3 to 6. And trivia Wednesday nights at 7.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on four giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win two Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the restyled Honda Civic. So I named a new category, SPAFLU. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver-assistive features, like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
For the record, I couldn't care less about horse racing. Don't love it, don't hate it. It's like tennis to me. It's just, it's there. But then I see stuff like this that makes me hate the sport. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know why it's happening. But in less than 3 months, 22 horses have suffered catastrophic injuries at Santa Anita. Injuries that led to the horses' deaths. 22. In less than 3 months. I don't care how it's happening. Somebody needs to know, but not me. What I need to know, and likely what you need to know, is that this track doesn't host another race until those who need to know do know exactly, precisely, down to how many grains of dirt are around turn three, or whatever they call turns on horse tracks, how to stop this horrific madness. 22 horses have died in less than 3 months because of injuries on one track. It's the kind of stuff that would make somebody indifferent to horse racing completely hate it. Give me 1 minute. I'll tell you where to spend your time tonight.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details, U.S. only.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone with AutoZone.
Now, I'm not trying to fire up ratings for the network I spend most of my TV time on. Sure, I'm on the SEC Network, but I'm a sports fan, a college sports fan first and foremost. And it just so happens that the SEC Network is exactly where you need to be tonight. Unless you hate great basketball and even better atmospheres. SEC Tournament quarterfinals, Kentucky plays in the first game tonight, Tennessee in the second. Not sure if you know this, but Kentucky basketball fans are rabid. Not like rabies rabid, but wildly fanatical rabid. They will normally fill this building in Nashville, but tonight they're going to have to battle local fans of the best Tennessee team in well over a decade for tickets. If each wins, they'll go head-to-head for a third time, but it'll be the first time in Nashville. Hey, not promoting, just saying. You might want to watch the SEC Network, but again, only if you love great basketball and atmospheres. Yes, check in on Carolina Duke as well. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the eighth time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2, delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
5:35, welcome back in on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, the South Gym, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Stick with us. Sometime here in the next 20 minutes, you can take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the corridor, one in Marion, and two right here in Cedar Rapids. No better place to watch the NCAA tournament action next week than at La Cantina. Get you more details on how you can watch the NCAA action next Friday with us, the KGYM staff. Details forthcoming on that. The Hawkeyes will be a participant in the big dance, as will their opponent tonight at the United Center, the Michigan Wolverines. As a matter of fact, Michigan looks like it could be headed to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, at least according to Joe Lunardi of ESPN.com. He has the Wolverines slotted as one of the eight teams playing at Wells Fargo. They got their eyes on the Hawkeyes tonight, though, at the United Center, though. Joining us now to preview the matchup and talk the Big Ten as a whole, Thomas Bendit of SB Nation, the BT powerhouse. Thomas, we appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. And what are your thoughts on the second meeting between Iowa and Michigan this year?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's that time of the year again. The madness has started. As far as the second matchup, obviously the first one, I think I joined you guys last time to chat about that and sort of thought it would be a close game. Iowa ends up blowing the doors off Michigan in Iowa City. I do anticipate this one being a little bit closer, or at least the fans that bought tickets, I'm sure, are hoping it'll be a little bit closer. Coming into the game, I mean, as Iowa fans know, they've sort of struggled down the stretch here. They lost four in a row going into the Big Ten tournament, bounced back with that win against Illinois last night. I have long thought that the teams that play the day before in the Big Ten tournament have an advantage. They're warmed up. They're ready to roll versus the team, which tonight will be Michigan, coming in cold. I've long thought that they have an advantage, so I think that's good news for Iowa tonight. And really, I think the game in a lot of ways is going to come down to the play in the front court. Michigan has been up and down there over the last couple of weeks. Charles Matthews has been out of the lineup, one of Michigan's key players. We'll see if he returns tonight. I know Michigan fans are sort of anticipating him coming back this week, so that's going to be a key part. But what does Michigan do to attack what I think is a underwhelming post-defensive team for Iowa? And moreover, you know, what can Iowa do to convert around the rim? I think that's probably going to be the key to the game.
How much of a key last time was Iowa getting John Teske in foul trouble? And how big of a factor is it for Michigan to keep that from happening tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways that decided the game, obviously in Iowa's favor. And, you know, if you're Michigan, you want to keep Teske out there as much as you can. Michigan pretty thin up front. They have Austin Davis behind Teske, but he has been relatively underwhelming this season. They also have Brandon Johns, who really, he's a true freshman. He's much more of a natural three or four player. He's not big enough to play the five, in my opinion, right now. Gets a little lost out there on defense. And then the last one, who is Colin Castleton, another freshman. He's come along a little bit over the last couple weeks, so I think that maybe could be a little bit of a difference tonight versus the first game where Michigan really had Teske and just a few other guys who weren't playing that well. So I think that's a difference, but yeah, I think that post play is going to be so important. What can Garza do against Teske, who's a really good defender? Can Teske stay out of foul trouble so he can be out there in the second half? So it should be fun to watch. I anticipate Michigan's going to do a little bit better up the front than they did in the first meeting, or at least Wolverine fans are hoping so.
What's the motivation for Michigan coming into this game? Do they have any tonight, or are they just showing up to play a game because they have to?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, Michigan, they lose out on the Big Ten regular season title last Saturday when they go on the road to Michigan State, drop the game. Michigan's the three seed coming in here. They're solidly in the NCAA tournament. I know some folks have said Michigan might have an outside shot at a one seed. I'm not sure if I agree, but certainly Michigan does have a shot at moving up on the two seed line if they do well this weekend. But for me, from Michigan's perspective, you have to be thinking about defending the crown. They've won two straight Big Ten tournaments here, going back to when they had that crazy plane crash incident 2 years back before the tournament in D.C. So I think it's defending the crown, getting the bad taste out of your mouth from last weekend and seeing what you can do here in Chicago. But for Michigan, that's got to be the perspective. Otherwise, there really isn't too much on the line for them.
I mentioned earlier in our show that it seems like top-of-the-line teams in any conference have that middle-of-the-pack team that gives them a lot of trouble, that sort of is a thorn in the side of an upper-level team. It seems like Iowa bothered Michigan a little bit in that first, obviously, in that first matchup, and even last year before the Wolverines went on that huge run to the national championship game. Iowa nearly knocked him out in their first game of the Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is about the Hawkeyes that gives John Beilein's club a little bit of trouble?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think Iowa is a bad matchup for Michigan, generally speaking. And the main reason I think so is if you look at Iowa's team, in my opinion, two of the bigger the main weakness, in my opinion, is the front court defense. I don't think they're a great defensive team down low. Michigan, they don't really have a guy who's a great low post scorer this year, so it's really hard for them to sort of expose that weakness. And I think the other part of it is, you know, Iowa does throw a lot of zone out there on defense. They have those bigger forwards that can move around at times. And Michigan is not an elite three-point shooting team this year. They have a few guys, Iggy Brazdinkis, Isaiah Livers, who are really solid three-point shooters, but they don't have the old Nick Stauskases, the Trey Burks, those type of guys on this year's team. So I think in a lot of ways it's the areas most teams would attack Iowa. Michigan just isn't super strong there. So I think that's the big disadvantage. And we'll see if they find a different way to get things done tonight. But that's, to me, why Iowa is a tough matchup for the Wolverines.
Where would you rate this among John Beilein's great coaching jobs at Michigan so far, this year's team?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I think last year's team was really, really impressive. I mean, that looked like it was going to be a bubble team at one point. They end up winning the Big Ten tournament, going to the title game. He also had, I think it was 2012 maybe, where Michigan won the Big Ten regular season title starting Zach Novak, Stu Douglas, guys that frankly I don't think anybody in the rest of the Big Ten recruited. So I think those two I put above this. But, yeah, great coaching job, I think, from John Beilein overall. Obviously, Michigan disappointed in how the regular season ended. You know, they get out to that fast start and sort of tripped up a little bit down the stretch. But Michigan is a very good team. I know I wrote this on BT Powerhouse earlier this week, but there's no debating Michigan overall a better team than Iowa. But, you know, this is March. Iowa's a tough matchup for them. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But this is still a team that's 26-5, so it can't be underestimated, that's for sure.
Thomas, let's move on to the news from just about 45 minutes ago in the Big Ten. Bill Moose, the athletic director at Nebraska, saying they're going to basically wait until after they find out whether or not the basketball program gets into the NIT to decide what to do with Tim Miles. Do you think at this point the fate is sealed for the head coach of the Huskers?
Yeah, I mean, the writing does seem to be on the wall a little bit. My gut here, and I don't have an inside source, but my gut is they are gonna cut Tim Miles loose and move on. To be honest, I can see it both ways. I don't think it's as clear cut as some others. I think Nebraska got the short end of the stick a little bit this year, and Tim Miles, you know, his accomplishments at Nebraska in comparison to what the program has done historically are actually pretty impressive. But at the end of the day, you know, if the program doesn't have confidence in him, the donors don't, and the recruiting is trailing off, you really can't blame them if they decide to shake things up a bit.
At the same time, it was a fun story to watch them in Chicago over the last 2.5 days, was it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was pretty wild. 6 scholarship players, you know, they beat Maryland, they beat Rutgers, and almost knock off Wisconsin today. I mean, there was a 5-minute stretch there where I thought the Huskers might actually pull it off. and get to Saturday, but ultimately fall short. And we'll see what happens with Tim Miles, but he's been a blast to cover. He's a really fun guy with the media, and we'll see what happens for him.
What about the other coaching news yesterday, the announcement that Pat Chambers was returning to Penn State? Did that surprise you at all?
To be honest, it didn't surprise me, more so because Penn State has sort of done this for a while now, and I don't necessarily want to go on a 10-minute rant here, but I frankly am shocked that the commitment they've shown to Pat Chambers over the last 3-4 years. As fans may or may not realize, he's going on nearly a decade at Penn State now. He has yet to make the NCAA tournament. I think he's about 50 games under 500 in Big Ten play during his career at Penn State, which is just mind-boggling that he's being brought back with that record. But, you know, Penn State, from a positive standpoint, they did show a lot of growth towards the end of the year. They were playing really well down the stretch. They fell short against Minnesota yesterday night, so their season came to a close. But from a positive perspective, they showed some growth. They're bringing a lot of guys back on paper. But for me, I think Pat Chambers has gotten his shot. He really hasn't lived up to the bill. And frankly, if I was a Penn State fan, I think I would want them to move on. But at the end of the day, they want to give him at least one more year. So we'll see what happens.
The next matchup in Chicago at the United Center, Minnesota and Purdue. Any chance that the Golden Gophers pull the upset there?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. And the main reason I'd say that is because, you know, Minnesota did pull off the upset of Purdue about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago in Minneapolis. And I realize it's not going to be at home. They're not going to have the advantage of making Purdue get on a plane. But I think Minnesota, this is a game they can win. As I talked about, you know, with Iowa and Michigan a little bit earlier, Minnesota has the advantage of they've already played on this court. They're confident. You know, Penn State was playing as good as anybody in the Big Ten coming into the Big Ten tournament. The Gophers beat them in overtime. I think for this game, a lot of it is going to be on Carson Edwards, which isn't surprising considering it's Purdue. But Edwards, he's sort of gone back and forth here over the last month of the season, where he takes a lot of shots. Sometimes the shot selection leaves something to be desired, to put it mildly. We'll see which Carson Edwards shows up tonight. But I think if Minnesota can get him into taking bad shots, they can really slow down that Purdue offense. And then, you know, you got to get Jordan Murphy on the boards. But I think Minnesota can pull this off. With that said, you know, Purdue is certainly the better team. On paper, the Boilermakers are really trying to build their resume going into the NCAA tournament. But the Gophers have been a tough matchup for them this year. They beat them in Minneapolis. And they also played them really tough in West Lafayette, too, a place where Purdue is absolutely phenomenal. So should be interesting. I think Purdue is probably going to pull this one out, but I definitely think Minnesota is capable of winning this one.
What about Ohio State? They won that elimination or de facto elimination game against Indiana yesterday, fell short of Michigan State today. Have they done enough, especially with showing how much better they are with Caleb Wesson in the lineup, to be locks for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see. This is sort of a test case. You know, what's the committee going to do with a team that, you know, lost a bunch of games here in the last 3-4 weeks? But it's almost obvious that it was due to the fact that Caleb Wesson wasn't in the lineup. But I think if you look at the overall resume, I think Ohio State has done enough to at least deserve one of those first four spots. Now, with that said, we don't know how the rest of the conference tournaments are going to sort out. You don't know if some auto bids are going to get stolen, you know, whether it's the ACC or the I guess the Big Ten doesn't have any more, but the Big 12 or whatever. You don't know how those are going to sort out here down the stretch. But as of now, I think Ohio State has done enough to at least get one of those first four spots. And I think if you're the committee, you do have to view it through a little bit of a lens that this team is better than how they've played here over the last 3-4 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see. I think ultimately Ohio State's got their name is going to get called on Sunday for the NCAA tournament, but certainly there'll be some sweating in Columbus.
Thomas, last question before we part ways with you. Which Big Ten team would you not trust when filling out your bracket next week?
Oh, man. That one's going to put me on the spot here. I have to say, to be honest, the team that I really don't trust going into the tournament here is actually Michigan. I know I talked them up a little bit earlier, but I think Michigan has 3 or 4 flaws that are going to be really tough to overcome as they have to move on in the tournament. Now, with that said, Michigan's probably going to be at least a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, so you're expecting a pretty easy matchup in the first round. But the thing about the Wolverines is if there's a team that with a mobile big at the 5 spot that can switch and move out and guard Xavier Simpson on the perimeter, it's going to be really hard for Michigan to beat that team. We've seen it with Michigan State. We've seen it even dating back to last season when they played Nebraska, some of the other teams down the stretch. But Michigan, I think of the teams that are up there, they're the one I don't trust a ton right now just because I don't see that dominant offensive player who can take over a game. And they also have the issues of not being an elite 3-point shooting team, and the inability, well, the difficulty of playing against those mobile bigs on the offensive end. So, I'd say Michigan at this point.
Thomas Bendit, BT Powerhouse on SBNation.com. We appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
And Iowa and Michigan tipping off in a little over 2.5 hours from Chicago and the United Center. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, and it is yours right now if you're caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. La Cantina has 3 locations across the corridor, 1 in Marion, 2 in Cedar Rapids. LaCantina319.com is the website. You can check them out before you go. They've got party rooms for your next large gathering. $30 in food and beverage to La Cantina is yours if you're caller number 6 to 366-1600. We're going to take a quick timeout. Big board update on the way after this.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details. U.S. only.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
This is good reporting from the Omaha World News, the newspaper of record in the state of Nebraska from Chicago and the United Center, Tim Miles and the Nebraska players and coaching staff had no idea what Bill Moose's statement was going to say. They were just as caught off guard as the rest of the college basketball world when Moose released that statement that basically said, we're in a holding pattern. We're going to wait until Sunday. If you're going to keep him or you're not. I don't see why you would string him along like this, but I think Tim Miles is a good guy. I think that's a really difficult job to win in, and I would keep him around for another year if I were Bill Moose, but I'm not Bill Moose. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. He's Alex Kuhn. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Congratulations going out to Jordan in Springville, home of the Orioles, taking home a $30 gift card to La Cantina. We're going to have some fun with you next week. We'll tell you some details about that coming up inside the 6 o'clock hour. Right now, Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, comes to an end with a big board update. Here's Kyle.
The Hawkeyes looked as good as they have in a long time last night, beating Illinois 83-62 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. They shot 51% from the floor and 52% from three, and Nick Baer hit 5 threes and led with 17. Joe Wieskamp had 13 and 7 boards. Tyler Cook had 12, 6 assists and 5 boards. Ryan Kreener had 11, and Connor McCaffrey had a game-high 8 assists. Iowa collectively really hasn't looked that good since upsetting Michigan, which is what it's tasked with doing again tonight. The Hawkeyes are 8-point dogs. Tip-off set for 8:30, and you can see it on the BTN. Iowa State also returned to form at least for a day yesterday, beating Baylor quite handily, so next up is Kansas State tonight. The Cyclones split the season series and won the most recent meeting on the road, and the Wildcats are without leading rebounder and second leading scorer, senior Dean Wade, so there is reason to believe the Cyclones could keep things rolling. Tip-off is set for just a few minutes from now, and you can hear it over on the main gym. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has won a lot of awards in her career, but today she received what's definitely the most high-profile among them, being named the unanimous ESPNW National Player of the Year. She was also named a unanimous first-team All-American yesterday, and she's got the Hawkeyes in position for a two-seed in the NCAA tournament. The UNI women open up the NBC tournament tonight at 8:30 and should be favored to beat Southern Illinois. It's not just a busy time of year here in Iowa. There are conference tournaments all over the country this weekend, and we'll bring you almost all the championship games to you. Tomorrow we'll have the Big 12, which could be Iowa State, America East, Big East, ACC, and Pac-12 title games. And on Sunday it'll be the SEC and AAC before the selection show that evening.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are in town tonight and tomorrow hosting the Team USA developmental program for a pair of games, 7:05 face-off both nights. You can get tickets online at RidertownUSA.com. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com is in Chicago at the Big Ten Tournament. Normally he would be here in studio with us, but through the miracle of Alexander Graham Bell's invention, we will reach out to him via the telephone and check in prior to Iowa and Michigan meeting in the Big Ten Tournament. It is the Big Hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, and it kicks off with Rob Howe next.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar, so you can get more out of zero.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/RamVanGiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/RamVanGiveaway.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
No sports beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
For the record, I couldn't care less about horse racing. Don't love it, don't hate it. It's like tennis to me. It's just, it's there. But then I see stuff like this that makes me hate the sport. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know why it's happening. But in less than 3 months, 22 horses have suffered catastrophic injuries at Santa Anita. Injuries that led to the horses' deaths. 22 in less than 3 months. I don't care how it's happening. Somebody needs to know, but not me. What I need to know, and likely what you need to know, is that this track doesn't host another race until those who need to know do know exactly, precisely, down to how many grains of dirt are around turn three, or whatever they call turns on horse tracks, how to stop this horrific madness. 22 horses have died in less than 3 months because of injuries on one track. It's the kind of stuff that would make somebody indifferent to horse racing completely hate it. Give me 1 minute. I'll tell you where to spend your time tonight.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details, U.S. only.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Now, I'm not trying to fire up ratings for the network I spend most of my TV time on. Sure, I'm on the SEC Network, but I'm a sports fan, a college sports fan first and foremost. And it just so happens that the SEC Network is exactly where you need to be tonight. Unless you hate great basketball and even better atmospheres. SEC Tournament quarterfinals, Kentucky plays in the first game tonight, Tennessee in the second. Not sure if you know this, but Kentucky basketball fans are rabid. Not like rabies rabid, but wildly fanatical rabid. They will normally fill this building in Nashville, but tonight they're going to have to battle local fans of the best Tennessee team in well over a decade for tickets. If each wins, they'll go head-to-head for a third time, but it'll be the first time in Nashville. Hey, not promoting, just saying. You might want to watch the SEC Network, but again, only if you love great basketball and atmospheres. Yes, check in on Carolina Duke as well. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Okay, NASCAR racing going down this weekend from Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California, and it's the 22nd year of racing at that track. Place holds roughly 68,000 NASCAR fans, and usually they can expect 3, 4, 5, 6 wide racing. It's pretty normal there. Racing the last few years there has been incredible. Race number 5 of 36 on a 2-mile, fairly flat oval, banking only up to 14 degrees. Front stretch 3,100 feet, back stretch 2,500 feet. The race is 200 laps, 400 miles, and stages 1 and 2 are 60 laps each, with the final stage weighing in at 80 laps. You can catch all the action Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and last year's winner from the pole was Martin Truex Jr. In case you're curious, year before that was Kyle Larson and Jimmy Johnson in 2016. Ryan Blaney tells us just how important it is to be fast in that first practice.
It's kind of hard. It gives you confidence right off the truck that your car has overall speed. I've had cars with great overall speed in qualifying trim, and then race trim we struggle a lot. And then I've had ones vice versa. But then I've had some that have great speed all around. So it's just you don't really know, you know, how your race car is going to be your race setup until tomorrow. But it is nice, you know, to get going, unload, and really be fast off the truck. That kind of boosts everyone's confidence for the weekend.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
6:05, welcome in. It is the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his staff doing outstanding work in that area for 15 years in Iowa City. Keep them in mind during your next real estate transaction. Big 12 tournament underway once again in Kansas City. K-State up early on Iowa State, 5-2. That game currently airing on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency from the Sprint Center. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call. You've got us on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, also on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, where a lot of folks will be watching the Hawkeyes and Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten tournament tonight, coming up in about 2.5 hours. Various bars and restaurants, home theater systems all across eastern Iowa. Checking in with us from the United Center in Chicago, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, who's normally in the studio with us during the Big Hour. Rob, how's Chicago so far?
Right now it's cold. I'm walking from the media parking to the arena, and there's people selling tickets, lots of them.
How many Hawkeye fans have you seen? I'm assuming since the victory last night over Illinois, there were probably some other folks who made the trip over this morning.
Yeah, there's a good mix here because I see quite a few Purdue fans out here, a lot of Michigan fans, obviously, but there was a good crowd last night. I thought it was at least equal with Iowa and Illinois, if not a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more Iowa last night. So I would expect even more tonight.
What was your instant reaction to last night's game? More of what Iowa did or the ineptitude of Illinois?
It was probably a combination, Alex. I think to Iowa's credit, you know, when you lost four games in a row, sometimes your confidence level goes down. And Illinois made a couple runs, you know, in the first half and then towards the end of the first half. And every time they made a run, Iowa had an answer. And that speaks to Iowa maybe being a little bit better. They talked about, you know, at that Nebraska game, maybe seeing some signs that things were going back in the right direction. And it looked like it last night, and they shot the ball well. When they shoot the ball well, they play harder on defense. Shouldn't be that way, but it's the way this team is kind of built. They have to make shots to play well in the other areas.
Was there a sense of relief last night among the Hawkeyes after getting that victory?
I think so, Todd. I think there was a little bit. I think it was weighing on them, and Jordan Bohannon said as much. You know, he said after the game, you know, we needed to get our edge back. We needed to get tough again. We needed to show that we were the tougher team. And he said, you know, the last 2 weeks of practice just have not been fun. It's been hard. It sucks to lose, you know. And I know the fans get mad and, you know, people get down on them, but nobody hurts more than they do. They're putting in the time. I mean, they're out there trying to get better, trying to get wins. And when they work hard and the wins don't come, it weighs on them without question.
What can you say about Nicholas Bear's performance last night? And it just seemed like whenever they needed a big shot, he was there.
Yeah, the shots. And then, you know, it wasn't. I don't think a game-turning play, but he got an offensive rebound in the first half, when the game was really kind of going back and forth. And it was just kind of one of those signs like, okay, Nicholas is playing hard. We're going to play hard too. He kind of has that effect on the rest of the team. When he gets going and with that hustle, it's definitely contagious. And I felt like some of his hustle plays in that first half really kind of spread throughout the whole team. And then it seemed like Iowa had some energy back. That was one of the things I thought in the last few weeks when they were losing games. They lost energy and kind of, you know, some fight in them. And I thought they had that back last night.
What were your thoughts on Connor McCaffrey's game last night? He had a good game as far as distributing the basketball.
Yeah, he hit a three. I mean, teams, I don't think it's going to change tonight. I think Michigan's going to step back and let him shoot. And it's going to be up, you know, incumbent upon him to maybe knock some of those shots down. But I thought he facilitated well last night, 8 assists, I think, in 20 minutes. That's really good production, obviously. And I thought he played more controlled. I thought a little bit in the last few weeks he was trying to do too much and over-dribbling and over-penetrating. He seemed to be more in a flow, and they just had better ball movement last night. I think he was a decent, you know, he was responsible for a lot of that when he was in the game. I thought he was one of the players that was able to move the ball, and they were getting it side to side and making Illinois' defense move a little bit.
We've talked the past couple of weeks about Tyler Cook and what was going on with him. What did you make of his game last night? It wasn't one of those 25-point vintage performances, but he was attacking the rim. He had a couple of monstrous dunks, and he dished out 6 assists as well.
Yeah, I thought the unselfishness from him, and then overall, Alex, I mean, they had 25 assists on 31 baskets, 16 assists and one turnover in the second half. They shared the basketball really well, and he was a big part of that. It wasn't getting stuck when it got into him. He was moving it out if he didn't have something there, and that's big. When you got to, you need to move the ball, make the defense work, and they were able to do that last night. I thought he played within himself. I know that's cliche, but it was important. And like Bears hustling plays, it's obvious when he gets a dunk, everybody feeds off of that, and he had some, needless to say, he had some big ones last night.
Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us from the United Center, where the Hawkeyes will take on Michigan in a little over 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes, give or take, depending on how things play out there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rob, you're not being arrested, are you?
No, something is on fire.
Okay. Oh, we got the fire alarms going off at the United Center. That's always fun.
I'm out here by the Stan Mikita.
Oh, yeah, the Stan Mikita statue. I know exactly where that's at. Look, there's nothing like this tournament at the United Center. Maybe Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indiana as far as the entire tournament, but maybe it's just because we've seen Iowa win the tournament there or something before, but I really like that tournament at the United Center. I like that building.
Yeah, there's something about Chicago, isn't there, guys? It's just, and I love Indianapolis, but Chicago's just got a little bit more of that big city feel to it. And I felt it last night. I thought the arena was great last night. Really great energy from all the fans in there. Plus, they're drinking beer, so I think that helps.
I was just going to ask you that. The crowds in the first couple of rounds were a little bit under, not huge crowd. You expect that from the early games, but have they picked up as the tournament has moved on?
Yeah, I think so, Alex. I thought, like I said, I think last night was pretty good. And some of it depends on who's playing. I think tonight will be Purdue travels pretty well. Michigan travels pretty well. Obviously, Iowa travels pretty well. Minnesota, so-so. But I think tonight will be a good session. And then tomorrow with Wisconsin, Michigan State, and then whoever wins these two games tonight, I think tomorrow is going to be really a really nice atmosphere here.
Now, I know the fans were sort of enraptured with what was going on with Nebraska. Was there any buzz in the media room about the Huskers?
Yeah, I think there's, I don't know, maybe sympathy, for lack of a better word, for Tim Miles, and because he's such a nice guy. And I think that's genuine, too. I mean, I'm not around him on a beat basis, but the times that we have had a chance to be around him, he just seems like a genuinely nice guy, and I think people like him and want him to do well. And in that vein, I think they wanted Nebraska, the underdog, to do well here. And I think that kind of was the, you know, they were the last one alive today. So when they went out, you know, I think a little bit of that underdog Cinderella story went with them. And now we'll kind of see what happens with Nebraska moving forward. I don't think I would get too comfortable if I was Tim Miles. If you're going to fire the guy, why not just do it already? Why leave him hanging like this? To me, it's not being handled well by Bill Moose. He doesn't even have the, you know, the respect for Tim Miles to come here to the tournament. I know Tim was saying that Bill's son is in some type of tournament or something like that, but I still think he should have been here and showed that respect for the coach. He's given a lot to that program, but I think they were kind of the sentimental favorite here, but now that they're gone, I think kind of move in and, you know, whatever happens to these night games, you got Michigan State, and Wisconsin tomorrow is a heavyweight match, and whoever wins these games tonight will be another really good matchup tomorrow. And I think that's people that'll bring even the non-fan of the particular schools that are in the Final Four tomorrow out here, I think, to watch some good college basketball.
Were you surprised at all to hear that Pat Chambers was returning to Penn State?
I was, Alex. I thought the jobs that would be open would be Penn State, Nebraska. So I was a little surprised. But again, you know, if you look at it from perspective of what he might have coming back, you know, if Stevens comes back, Watkins should come back. They lose Reeves, but they have some pretty good young guards. I think you give him one more year and see, because who are you going to get to replace him? That's always the question. If you let him go, who are you going to get to replace him? And I think he is pretty well liked there, but I got to think he's got to get something done next year, or that's going to be it.
Rob Howe with us of HawkeyeNation.com, joining us from Chicago for a few more minutes. The opener tonight of the session prior to Iowa and Michigan, Purdue and Minnesota. Any chance of Richard Pitino and the Golden Gophers pulling an upset?
Yeah, I mean, they just beat them up in Minneapolis. What was that, last week or the week before? So I think Minnesota has that type of team that can pull this off if they shoot the ball well. They're a pretty good defensive team. They got size inside. Jordan Murphy is one of my favorite players in the Big Ten. He works his butt off and gets the most out of his natural ability. I think they've got a shot. I don't think Purdue's playing particularly well right now. I don't think Carson Edwards is playing particularly well. But we'll see. Purdue's had some time off here. We'll see. We haven't seen them in a while. Maybe they've got things turned around.
You watch as much Big Ten basketball as anyone I know. Minnesota and Ohio State. Are those NCAA tournament teams if you're on the committee?
I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm kind of torn on this. You know, teams that are – what was Ohio State in the regular season?
8-12, yes.
Yeah, to me, that's not good enough. Not good enough. I mean, you're going to keep a team like Belmont out, or UNC Greensboro, teams that had really good seasons for a 7th or 8th or 9th place team in a power conference. I'm not down with that. I would like to see some more Cinderellas in there. That's just my view of it. Do I think those teams could get in and win a couple games, Alex? Yeah, probably. If they get the right matchups, they're Big Ten teams and they have some talent, but you got to earn it during the regular season. I just don't think those teams earn it.
All right, if Iowa is going to pull off the upset tonight and the Hawkeyes are an 8-point underdog in Las Vegas to the Wolverines, is this a team effort? Is there one guy who can step up and have a big game? Give us the game plan to victory tonight for Iowa.
I think you guys would probably agree with this. And they have to play like they played last night. You get multiple guys involved, up and down the roster contributions. Because as good as Tyler Cook is, as good as Jordan Bohannon can be, they don't have a star power, Cassius Winston, Carson Edwards, Ethan Happ type player that's just going to give you, even though Ethan Happ was not good today. They're better off when they're getting contributions from up and down the roster and shooting the ball well. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but we have a large enough sample size now. If this team doesn't shoot the ball well, it affects other aspects of its game. I really think it needs to hit, I'm going to say probably 8 three-pointers or above. I think if they're in that 4, 5, 6 range on threes, I don't think they can pull it out tonight.
Rob, we were chatting with Thomas Bendit, who covers the Wolverines for SB Nation. I asked him, what is it about Iowa that gives Michigan so many problems over the past couple of seasons? And he sort of pointed to the fact they're not a great shooting team. They don't have a ton of depth in the front court. What do you think it is about this matchup? Because it seems like Iowa has been a thorn in the side of the Wolverines the last couple of years.
Yeah, Iowa's won 6 of the last 9, including the one this year. Took them to overtime when Michigan ended up going on and winning this event last year. I talked to John Beilein on the Big Ten teleconference earlier this year, and then after the game at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and I just said, what is it about Iowa? And he really points to Iowa's ability to change defenses and Michigan's inability to identify. And I thought it bothered Illinois at times last night. And that's another aspect to piggyback on my earlier point. When Iowa was making shots, it allows it to set up different defenses, get into presses, give it different looks on defense. If they're missing shots and having to get back in transition, they're worse on defense. So if they can make shots and make Michigan and Xavier Simpson have to identify defenses and, you know, take time off the shot clock, that benefits Iowa. The one aspect I'm interested in seeing tonight is Teske got in that early foul trouble in that first game, only played 13 minutes. And as you said earlier, Alex, the point you made is they don't have much depth inside. If he gets in foul trouble again, that's a big, big plus for Iowa. But if he can stay on the floor, I think that's a big plus for Michigan tonight.
Safe to say that Iowa definitely helped itself in the eyes of the selection committee last night. A number of the predictions today have the Hawkeyes moving from a 9 seed to an 8 seed. Is that what line will see them on Sunday, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I think they're probably solidly on that 8 line right now. Maybe a little, you know, depending on what happens elsewhere in the country, maybe to that 9 line. I don't know what it would take to get up to that 7 line again. Probably a win tonight and maybe a win tomorrow, just because there haven't been a whole lot of, well, there have been some upsets, but not a lot to really move them in that area of the bracket that they are. And that's a rough spot. You're in that 8-9 game. You're looking at Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky. So if Iowa can get a couple wins and get to the championship game and get off that 8-9 line, that would be a huge move for them, and obviously would give them a ton of momentum going into the NCAA tournament.
Rob, as we part ways with you, is there any buzz about Bill Self at the United Center? There's a rumor going around that he's going to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Have not heard that. And I've kind of been in and out of here the last few days. Have not heard that. But he probably would want to get the heck out of Kansas as soon as he can. Because I think there's some funny stuff that's been going on down there. And that's just me speculating. But I wouldn't be. He may want to stay ahead of the posse. And a trip to Chicago with a nice fat paycheck might be the way to get out of Dodge.
It's okay, Rob. You missed the rumor earlier in our show where Nebraska fans think Fred Hoiberg is going to be the next coach in Lincoln.
Yeah. It's either going to be him or Coach K is going to leave Durham out to Nebraska.
Yeah, I said reanimated corpse of John Wooden, but I think we're all roughly on the same page. Rob, we appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. Did Pat get his computer working?
Well, he just went in ahead and needed the media room, so he's in there. If it's not working, he's in there bothering other people until I can get in there. But we were on the parking list tonight so that we've made progress here. We had to pay $24 to park last night. We made progress getting onto the media parking pass list tonight. So maybe that's a sign of things to come.
That is an improvement. We'll follow along at HawkeyeNation.com. We'll talk to you down the road, Rob. We're not on the air next Friday, so I don't know when the next time we'll have you on is.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Bill Self. The Chicago Bulls. It's out there. Is there any smoke to the fire or fire to the smoke? We'll talk about it when we come back. 6:23, back with more after this.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1.
For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
There's
3.
No contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fired!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more cake!
Yep, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
625, welcome back in on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. K-State leading Iowa State 21-16 with 8 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first half. That game airing right now on 1600 AM. As we went to break, we referenced a story that's making the rounds today that Bill Self, according to, and look, these guys have better connections than you may expect them to have, but according to a sports handicapper, a.k.a. a gambler.
Yes, by the name of Brandon Lang.
Brandon Lang went on NBC Sports Radio and said that he has a source on good authority that tells him Bill Self will leave Kansas at the end of the season to replace Jim Boylan as the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Now, on the surface, this does not look like it makes a whole lot of sense, but the reporting earlier this week is that the FBI is digging even deeper into Kansas basketball. And if the FBI is sniffing around Allen Fieldhouse, which, by the way, this is a tremendous stat. Bill Self has more Big 12 titles than he does losses at Allen Fieldhouse, 14-13 in his career. He is an all-time great at the University of Kansas. He is also under the microscope right now. I will not be surprised if this comes to fruition.
No, not at all. I if you ask me if it right now to bet on whether it's going to happen or not, I'm going to say that it will. I think that right now, that is one of the programs that is really embroiled in this FBI scandal, and it seems like the feds have a lot of evidence about them paying former and former players and guys that were going to be on the roster this year. So when the going gets tough, a lot of these coaches are very quick to bolt.
This is interesting in the standpoint that if this job becomes available, the Kansas job, this is a marquee college basketball job, but it's going to come under a major black cloud at the moment because something is coming from the FBI and ergo the NCAA. So what type of candidate pool would Kansas have to draw from, knowing that if the allegations here stick, if there's something seriously wrong from a standpoint of impropriety, well, you're talking about most likely postseason bans, vacated wins, loss of scholarship, which, as we all know, the NCAA is more likely to hand out to UNC Greensboro or Belmont than it is to a true blue blood like North Carolina or Kansas. But,
well, yeah, the evidence would be so strong. It's coming from the FBI. It's coming from wiretap. It's coming from an agency that has the ability to subpoena and dig further than the NCAA can. So this would really be one of the first times where the evidence was so clear-cut and so strong that they would have no choice but to come down hard on a program like Kansas. And I think that maybe the precedent was set with Louisville last year. They were able to get Chris Mack from Xavier, which, quite honestly, was a better candidate than I thought they would get. Kansas is probably even is a better job than Louisville was. But yeah, I think that'll be fascinating to watch if in fact Bill Self bolts. And what do you think Bill Self's post-game press conference is going to look like tonight after they play West Virginia?
That is going to be pretty interesting because they do play tonight after K-State and Iowa State, which, by the way, Iowa State on an 8-0 run over about a minute and 43 stretch has taken a 22-21 lead over the Wildcats with 7:31 remaining. This is probably going to come up, and Bill Self is most likely going to issue the non-denial denial, or the denial non-denial, depending on how you look at it, that there's absolutely nothing. This is a scurrilous, baseless. I'm the head coach at Kansas University, and I'm going to lead this team into the...
How much you want to bet he besmirches the particular handicapper that broke this news?
This is unsubstantiated. Unsubstantiated.
Who's it coming from?
Unsubstantiated rumors.
You're going to believe him over me.
Nick Saban was not leaving LSU for the NFL, and then a couple days later he was head coach of the Dolphins, and then he wasn't leaving the Dolphins, and then a couple days later he was the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And this stuff happens all the time. It happens all the time. And if he is indeed looking for a safe landing place, there's no safer landing place than the NBA, where he can make a couple million dollars with a rebuilding roster, no expectations, and no threat of an FBI investigation coming down on the United Center anytime soon.
Was it a couple of days ago? I believe Kyle was telling me that Adrian Wojnarowski was saying that the Bulls had something up their sleeve in the offseason. That something was brewing, and I felt bad.
That's like a Woj landmine, because you don't know where it's, you don't know when it's going
to
spring.
Right. It was very similar to the Cleveland Browns players tweeting about a week before they acquired OBJ that something was brewing. John Dorsey's a genius, tweeted by David Njoku. You knew something was happening, and you saw a bunch of reports. Oh, I'm hearing rumblings, and now all of a sudden, the rumor is out there that Bill Self is heading to Chicago. I'm not discrediting this one bit. I'm going to wait to see what happens.
We are going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we've still got to squeeze in Love It or Leave It before we get out of here on a Friday. And we'll give you some details as to what's going on here at KGYM next week. It's always an interesting week when the NCAA tournament tips off. We'll have that for you when we return after this.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the 8th time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Calling all contractors. Announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year.
Buy a gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace.
Limit 2, delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Love it or leave it on the way, but just a reminder that we will be on the air for one full show on Monday. Our good friends at Randy's Flooring get the full 3 hours on Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, we will have local programming as normal up until 5:30, at which point we will take you to Westwood One's presentation of the first round games, opening round games, whatever this year's verbiage is, in Dayton, Ohio. And Thursday and Friday, as our gift to you, because we know our listeners and we know you would rather listen to the games than listen to us talk about the games, Thursday and Friday, there will be no local programming. That being said, Friday, is this public? Can we say something about this? I'm going to say something about this. If it gets us in trouble, it gets me in trouble. Friday, you can come hang out with the KGYM staff at the Leaderboard in North Liberty for a watch party, NCAA tournament watch party on Friday from 3 until 6 o'clock. The Leaderboard, a new bar in North Liberty. You guys are going to love it. I promise you. Check it out and come watch the games, have some beers, swing a golf club or two, and hang out with the KGYM staff. If that sounds like fun to you, details available at KGYMradio.com. We also have the Bracket Challenge next week as well. Somebody's going to win $500 courtesy of Imon Communications. Also partnering with our friends at KGAN to promote their Bracket Mania, where you could win a 55-inch 4D HD TV. All the details on everything we've got going on at KGYMradio.com. Let's do Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Alex, crucial for morale. Not much more than that.
I love this. Iowa's win over Illinois last night was the first quarterfinal appearance in the Big Ten tournament for the Iowa Hawkeyes since 2013. This is a team that had made a living of going to Chicago, playing a double-digit seed, and bowing out early in the Big Ten tournament. A team that was backsliding into the tournament and really frustrating most of the fan base. And last night did a couple of things. It got that off their back. It got all of the talk about them bowing out in the first round of the Big Ten tournament off their back. And it also made it so they're not going to be sweating on Selection Sunday. We expected them all to be in, but I thought that if they had another Quadrant 3 loss, maybe Dayton would have been in play if they were to have lost last night. But other than that, I'm just not so sure how much they can move up from here on out in the Big Ten tournament. Maybe if they win the whole thing and advance, they win the Big Ten tournament, they can move up to a 7 seed. But even then, like Todd mentioned, right now, they're probably the 3rd or 4th 8 seed heading into the NCAA tournament. So for morale, for the fan base, for that team, just to get their confidence back, last night was huge. But other than that, I'm not sure how much they're going to have to play for the rest of their time in Chicago.
Number two.
Defending the crown.
That is what Thomas Bendit said about the Michigan Wolverines when he joined us in the 5 o'clock hour today. Michigan has won the last 2 Big Ten tournament championships, including 2 years ago when they had the plane. It was a crash for all intents and purposes. They didn't even have their luggage or their uniforms for the first game that they played in Maryland. Michigan has won in New York. Michigan has won in Washington, D.C. Michigan is not going to win a third Big Ten crown in a row tonight because I'm calling it right now. The Hawkeyes kind of have a chance to maybe make this a game. That being said, even if Michigan gets past the Hawkeyes tonight, they're not going to win a third tournament in a row. That was about as wishy-washy as you can get. I didn't go full prediction there, but I tiptoed right up to the line. Hawkeyes have a shot at beating Michigan. It's a good matchup tonight. Regardless, Michigan will not repeat as a three-peat champion of the Big Ten tournament. Leave it.
Number three.
Reunion time.
Todd, maybe I should leave this one to you, but you remember a couple days ago when I asked if the Packers had signed Jordy Nelson?
Yes, and I said I hadn't heard anything about it, and that's because it hadn't happened.
Well, it hadn't happened because Jordy Nelson had not been released by the Oakland Raiders. It was just sort of a rumor that he was going to be. Now he has. He is on the open market, and I think this makes a heck of a lot of sense for the Green Bay Packers, who are strapped for cash, who are looking for bargain bin value, to bring back a guy in Jordy Nelson that Aaron Rodgers was frustrated left in the first place. How upset was Aaron Rodgers when Jordy Nelson, the guy who had over 8,000 receiving yards with Rodgers as his quarterback, was allowed to walk to Oakland? So I think if you can bring him back for a couple $1 million a year, which I think is all it would really take, because that's what Oakland paid him last year, and then they tried to restructure his contract, I think it makes a lot of sense because the Packers are desperately in need of a deep threat to go along with Davante Adams. And I know Jordy Nelson has some tread on his tires, but I still think him and Aaron Rodgers, if anybody's going to bring the old Jordy Nelson out of him, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. So I love this.
Number four.
The mayor of Lincoln.
The mayor of Lincoln. Nebraska fans think that the savior of Huskers basketball is Fred Hoiberg. I'm going to leave this. I know what Nebraska fans want to happen. I know they think that they can easily upgrade over Tim Miles, a guy who came to Lincoln 5 years ago from Colorado State, where he had taken the Rams to the NCAA tournament. Didn't really get the job done with the Huskers. Had them at 18-16 this season, and only after two very unexpected wins in Chicago, almost a third one today over Wisconsin. If I'm Nebraska, I stick with Les Miles, and then I was going to go Bill Moose. I stick with Tim Miles one more year. I don't think you have anything to lose other than more basketball games. If you stick with Tim Miles, Fred Hoiberg is not going to be the next head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I don't care how much you want to wish that into existence. It's not happening.
Number five.
The path is clear, but it always has been about Iowa State.
Iowa State is a team that we've discussed all season as a team that had a chance to win the regular season title in the Big 12. That did not happen. The backslide that they had towards the end of the season, I think a lot of people, most people, will trace it back to chemistry issues. And now you look at the Big 12 tournament, and I watched the hottest team, one of the hottest teams in the country, but certainly the hottest team in the Big 12 in Texas Tech, lose to West Virginia last night. I see a Kansas team that is going to be dealing with the distraction of their coach possibly going to the Chicago Bulls before the FBI comes down on them ahead of tonight's game. I'm watching right now as they have a 6-point lead, as Iowa State has a 6-point lead on Kansas State, the number one seed, a team playing without Dean Wade. But none of that matters because this is the discussion we've had around this team all year. And it has always, we've had this discussion, but it has been irrelevant because it has always been about Iowa State. They have the most talented roster in the league. Yes, maybe they let the mock drafts get to them a little bit. Having a couple of freshmen who are seeing themselves as potential first-round picks. Having a sophomore coming back from injury, trying to get his way back into first round projection and seeing guys fighting on the court and having Mariel Shayok go down to injury in practice because of a skirmish. But at this point, none of this matters because the games matter now. That backslide, it didn't matter. Yeah, it pushed them down a couple of seed lines, but from here on out, these games are going to decide whether or not their season was a success or not. And right now, they are continuing to play together and show the swagger that they had earlier in the season. If they continue to do that, they're going to cement themselves as that dangerous team in March that we all thought that they would. So I love this.
Number six.
What's on tap in Des Moines?
What's on tap in Des Moines? For those of you who are lucky enough to have tickets to Wells Fargo Arena next week for the first two rounds of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is beer and wine. You may or may not be aware of this, but the NCAA has relaxed its regulations on selling alcohol at tournament events. Last time Wells Fargo Arena hosted the NCAA tournament, they had to turn the beer spigots off. Couldn't sell any alcohol. The venues, not big fans of that, say, hey, we're missing out on a lot of revenue here, revenue that could be shared with the NCAA. So the NCAA changed the rules, and you will be able to purchase beer for the first time during the NCAA tournament. They have no idea what the exact impact on this will be, but the Division I Council approved the change last April, and all host sites will be able to sell beer and wine, no hard liquor, because, you know, there's a huge difference between hard liquor and beer and wine, but I'm not going to quibble. If you're going to Wells Fargo Arena next week to watch possibly Iowa State, they got a 50% chance if they stay on the 7 line of playing in Des Moines, because Des Moines will host 2 7 seeds. You've got a good shot at being able to enjoy some cold beverages, not just of the soda or water variety. Love it.
Number 7.
Gronk's replacement.
See, Ty, we don't know whether or not Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the New England Patriots. I'm not talking about who would potentially replace him on the New England Patriots, who would be his heir apparent as the tight end for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. What I'm talking about is there's always been this sort of fine line between tight ends in the NFL and professional wrestling. Gronk was that guy. He was goofy. He just made the perfect professional wrestler. The guy that big personality, very, very explosive. I can't even describe what I'm going for here, but what I'm trying to say is Rob Gronkowski was the guy where you just couldn't tell whether the aloof nature of him was an act or was just his personality. But what I watched last night at the United Center with former Iowa tight end George Kittle slamming beers in the first row, I think that this is the next guy to take over for Gronk as the people's champion, as that tight end explosive personality that Rob Gronkowski was. We've had him on the show. He's hilarious. I think he's probably a little bit more articulate than Rob Gronkowski was. And based on this video that is circulating around the internet, he can slam beers with the best of them. So I love the fact that George Kittle, Travis Kelce, they're the new face of this growing link between the WWE and tight ends in the NFL, and George Kittle has already said that he is a huge WWE fan. So I love this.
Number 8.
Third place and miles away.
That is Iowa wrestling at the Big Ten Championships last weekend in Minneapolis. They finish in third place behind Penn State and Ohio State. But as Mark Ironside said on the gym class earlier this week with Scott and Mark, over 50 points away from first place, and that is a long way away from where Penn State is right now and where Ohio State is right now. The Hawkeyes have an uphill battle, not just to get back into relevance in the NCAA sphere, but the Big Ten. Third place? Nobody in Iowa City can be happy with third place in the Big Ten, but But unfortunately for the Hawkeyes, it's kind of looking like it's the new norm. I'm going to leave it.
Number 9.
Exhibit A, why Zion should sit out.
I said yesterday I wasn't necessarily surprised that Zion Williamson is returning to the Duke Blue Devil lineup, but what happened in his return, a resounding victory over Syracuse, by the way, was sort of, like this says, Exhibit A as to why he had a really tough decision to make, or at least if I were him, it would be a tough decision to make. Frank Howard of Syracuse is shown on video reaching out his right foot, intentionally trying to trip Zion Williamson as he runs down the court after a made basket. And see, this is sort of the problem. Not only is he playing right now in a league, in an entity that is way below the standards of how good he is. He's too good to be playing college basketball right now, but he's going up against jackasses who are trying to injure him. And I don't think this is going to be the last one. I think back a couple of years when we knew that Blake Griffin was going to be the number one overall draft pick, and they were the number two seed and the 15 seed. I can't even remember which directional school from the MAAC it was. We had a player from that school body slamming Blake Griffin. Like, once again, this was some kind of WWE event. So this is what you worry about. Not only is his shoe exploding, not only a non-contact injury that could possibly affect his draft status, but the cheap shots taken by other teams and other players who are not going into the NBA and who are jealous of just how good Zion Williamson is. So hopefully we get through the rest of this postseason without any incident, but I'm going to be holding my breath every time I see Williamson taking the court.
Number 10.
All right, Todd, Lazy Rivers.
Lazy Rivers. I'm going to love this, depending on whether or not my son was a good boy at school today, and he may or may not be listening right now because his mother is on the way to get an oil change. We are possibly heading to his cousin's birthday party this weekend, and there's an indoor water park, and the indoor water park features a lazy river. I don't like water parks. I can't swim. But I do like the idea of floating in an inner tube in water that's not deep enough to drown me while I'm drinking a beverage or two. Therefore, I'm going to love the idea of lazy rivers. One of these days, I'm going to get to Frisco, Texas, which is a AA team in the Texas League. They have a lazy river in their outfield from left field to right field. If that doesn't scream fun at a minor league baseball game, I don't know what does. But lazy rivers? How can you not love a lazy river?
If you don't love it, leave it.
And how can you not love what Iowa State was able to do to close out the first half against Kansas State tonight in Kansas City? It is the half, and Kyle will give you a score update and let you know how things are playing out when we return after this.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details, U.S. only.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
6:54, bids being handed out to the NCAA tournament this weekend, including one at the United Center in Chicago. Could the Hawkeyes get the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament? They're in. They don't need it. but couldn't hurt. Kyle's going to give you an update here in his final Big Board update of the night.
The Hawkeyes looked as good as they have in a long time last night, beating Illinois 83-62 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. They shot 51% from the floor and 52% from three. Nick Bear hit five threes and led with 17. Joe Wieskamp had 13 and 7 boards. Tyler Cook had 12, 6 assists and 5 boards. Ryan Kreener had 11, and Connor McCaffrey had a game-high 8 assists. They really haven't looked that good since upsetting Michigan, which is what it's tasked with doing again tonight. The Hawkeyes are 8-point dogs, tip-off set for sometime around 8:30, and you can see it on the BTN. Iowa State also returned to form at least for a day yesterday, beating Baylor quite handily and advancing to face Kansas State. The Wildcats are without leading rebounder and second leading scorer senior Dean Wade, and the Cyclones are taking advantage early. They lead at halftime 35-25 and are shooting 50% from the floor, led by Mariel Shayok with 11 and Michael Jacobson with 8 points and 6 rebounds. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has won a lot of awards in her career, but today she received what's definitely the most high profile among them, being named the unanimous ESPNW National Player of the Year. She was also named a unanimous First Team All-American yesterday, and she's got the Hawkeyes in position for a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament. The UNI women open up the MVC tournament tonight at 8:30 and should be favored to beat Southern Illinois. It's not just a busy time of year here in Iowa. There are conference tournaments all over the country this weekend, and we'll bring almost all of their championship games to you. Tomorrow we'll have the Big 12, which could be Iowa State, America East, Big East, ACC, and Pac-12 title games. And on Sunday, it'll be the SEC and AAC before the selection show that evening.
The Rough Riders are getting ready to drop the puck at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena in about 10 minutes. They host Team USA tonight and host them tomorrow as well. So if you want to see some really good hockey here in Eastern Iowa, it's right in our backyard at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Tickets on sale at RiderTownUSA.com. St. Patrick's Day Parade this weekend, Sopodopiso Parade. Say hi to all of our friends from Z102.9 and have a safe and responsible, yeah, I know, buzzkill, right? Have a safe and responsible St. Patrick's Day weekend. We want you back here with us on Monday. Monday will be the only full three-hour show, and then Tuesday and Wednesday we'll be with you till 5:30 due to the NCAA games in Dayton. Thursday and Friday, no local programming, wall-to-wall NCAA tournament games. Cyclones have it in hand so far through the first 20 minutes in Kansas City. I like Iowa's chances tonight against Michigan, at least with an 8-point cushion in Las Vegas. I said earlier today I would take that Iowa State-Iowa parlay all day long. We will find out. 8:30 tip-off tonight at the United Center. We'll have it all broken down for you. The brackets are released this Sunday. Your opportunity to win $500 with us and I'm on Communications. Details available now at our website, kgymradio.com, which is where you can go if you missed anything from today's show or the gym class. Podcasts available now. Again, the website, kgymradio.com.